across the room, down my drink while the rhythms boom. Take your hand and skip the names, no need here for the silly games. Make our way through the smoking crowd, the club is the sky and I'm on your cloud. Move in close as the lasers fly, our bodies touch and the angels cry. Leave this place, go back to yours, our lips first touch outside your doors. The whole night what we've got in store, whisper in my ear that you want some more and I jizz in my pants. This really never happens, you can take my word. I won't apologize, that's just absurd. Mainly your fault for the way that you dance and how I jizz in my pants. Don't tell your friends or I'll say you're a slut. Plus it's your fault you were rubbing my butt. I'm very sensitive, some would say that's a plus. Now I'll go home and change.
I need a few things from the grocery. Do things alone now, mostly. Left me heartbroken, not looking for love. Surprise in my eyes when I looked above the checkout counter and I saw her face. My heart stood still, so did time and space. Never felt that I could feel real again, but the look in her eyes said I need a friend. She turned to me, that's when she said it. Looked me dead in the face, asked cash or credit, and I
jizzed in my pants.
It's perfectly normal, nothing wrong with me, but we're going to need a clean up on aisle 3. And now I'm posed in an awkward stance because I
jizzed in my pants.
To be fair, you were flirting a lot. Plus the way you bag cans got me bothered and hot. Please stop acting like you're not impressed. One more thing, I'm gonna pay by check.
Last week, I saw a film. As I recall, it was a horror film. Walked outside into the rain, checked my phone and saw you rang, and I
jizzed in my pants.
Speeding down the street when the red lights flash. Need to get away, need to make a dash. A song comes on that reminds me of you, and I
jizz in my pants.
The next day, my alarm goes off and I
jizz in my pants.
Open my window and a breeze rolls in and I
jizz in my pants.
When Bruce Willis was dead at the end of Sixth Sense, I
jizzed in my pants.
I just stayed a grape and I
jizzed in my pants.
I went jizzed
okay.
In my pants.
Seriously, you guys, can we? Okay.
I jizz right in my pants every time you're next to me. And when we're holding hands, it's like having sex to me. You say I'm premature, I just go in ecstasy. I wear a rubber at all times, it's a necessity.
Cause I jizz in my pants.
I jizz in my pants, I jizz in my pants, I jizz in my pants, I jizz in my pants.
Yes, I jizz in my pants.
Systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, December 10th, 2008, if you're keeping track. My name's Matt.
And I'm Matt.
And thanks so much for checking out episode number 125 of this motherfucking shit we do live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday around 7 or 8 p.m. Montana time. How the fuck are you, Matt?
Alright.
Alright, that's good. We also, for the Wednesday night show, we have Ben in the studio. Are you, Ben?
I'm doing great tonight. Sorry to interrupt you. I know you're not into that too much. Plus, you threatened to punch me in the face, so I got to be careful. Keep it cool, right?
Right.
Okay.
It's in your best interest, too. So, thank you guys so much for checking out the Wednesday night show. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit that we will read on the show. We got a few things to get to before we get into some other shit here. All the new listeners, since we've been doing the shows on thejamhole.com/live video, that's where you go to watch the live shows now. We no longer are using the feed that is just audio through Shoutcast or whatever. So every live show is done through livevideo.com. How you get there is by thejamhole.com/live video. Last night, I was making some changes on the website. So from now on, you can still go to thejamhole.com and anything you want is all on the sidebar. I also made it a little easier now. Everything that we have, YouTube, Twitter, MySpace, the feedback, pictures, the vote for Podcast Alley, it's all thejamhole.com/whatever you're looking for. So say our YouTube account, thejamhole.com/YouTube, thejamhole.com/MySpace, thejamhole.com/Twitter. that's where everything's at. You can still get to it by, you know, typing in twitter.com/thejamhole. I just figure this might make it a little easier for you guys to check out all the stuff we have. Also, I made thejamhole.com/support. Now, if you don't have money and you don't want to be like, oh, I'm going to go to thejamhole.com/donate and give you guys, you know, 10 bucks or 18 bucks for a t-shirt. Thejamhole.com/support is a little something new I'm going to try out. Basically, all that's on there right now is if you guys need web hosting, if you want to start your own show or you want to start your own website, go to thejamhole.com/support and check out our web hosting deals. It's run through Lunar Pages, which is where we're hosted at, and they do a great job. Back in the day when I used to design websites, that's who I would get hosted through. So if you guys on thejamhole.com/support, that's where things are going to go that you guys might need anyways, and if you need it, you might as well get it through us, because then you're helping to support the show that brings you great hilarious things 3 days a week. So if you need web hosting, I'm going to try and get a Netflix thing going. So if you guys want to try out a Netflix account, do it through us. We'll get some money from it. I'm also looking into getting an Adam and Eve account. I know you guys are probably sick of hearing the ads on Keith and the Girl was playing them. Distorted Views doing it now. I'm not going to play ads or any shit like that, but just know that on thejamhole.com/support, pretty soon you will probably be able to buy dildos and shit. So, thejamhole.com/pics, that's P-I-C-S, you can go there. That's where all of our image galleries are through the Google Picasa stuff. So, yeah, just a few things I've been working on for the show, making it easier to find stuff, making it easier for you guys as well as for me. Also, thejamhole.com/forums, that's our message board, our social networking shit. If you're new to the show, feel free to drop by there, check it out, and yeah, you'll see everything that we've been doing. Real quick now, we have a few new people in the chat room. Thank you guys again for listening to episode 125. My God, we're getting
Whoa!
Amazing.
We're getting up there, aren't we?
So if you haven't, if you enjoy what we're doing here or you're new, take a minute, go to thejamhole.com/vote and give us a vote on Podcast Alley. Basically, the more votes we get, the higher up in the rankings we go, which will make it it'll make more people see us because we'll be higher up. And yeah, it's just little free things you can do to help support the show. If you do want to give us money, by all means, thejamhole.com/donate. We have t-shirts. They look like this. And we have a P.O. Box, 3652 Kalispell, Montana, 59903. If you actually want to send us stuff, I don't care what it is. If you have something that you're like, hey, I'm done using this, I think I'd like to pass it on, send it to us. We'll use it, whatever it is. Don't send poop, please. It's my only request. No bodily fluids. Unless it's a hot chick's. Never mind. Just no. Let's just leave
it.
No
Matt.
Bodily.
Where are you going with that? What is
it? Doesn't
it
matter.
Matt, yeah, if you got any hot girl shit, send it straight to Matt.
Not shit.
Sick, dude.
I wasn't going to say
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, bullshit.
I was going to say, if you have any hot girl vaginal juices,
maybe put it in a cup.
Take a little swab and, you know, get. But that's
no,
why
fuck
I didn't
that.
Say.
Put it in like those little things you buy, that, like the little beach containers that the sand and the salt water. Put it in that. But just like have like a little fucking like.
Put it in a fucking boop. Snow globe and send
yeah.
it to us.
But have like a naked girl in the center of it like, saying, love ya.
What did you guys use for snow in this snow globe? Oh, those are a mix of crabs and dandruff, actually.
Crabs
I bet
dandruff.
You never seen a vagina with dandruff on it. That's disgusting.
Once I was in New Mexico.
Right. So I had a couple stories here before we get into some shit. Basically, if you guys are new, again, the format of the show, if you haven't taken a minute to listen to the past 124 episodes, I start the show, I tell you a little bit about it, I introduce the guests, I tell you if I have anything that's happened in my own life, and then we do some anonymous confessions from the internet, and then we do some news, and then we do some clues, and then that's it pretty much, and that all takes up about 2 hours. So
yeah, see, Matt doesn't care what happens to any of us in our life. He just wants to talk about his. He's like, oh, I was delivering water today and I was so parched, but I couldn't have any of the water in the back because it's for other people. So I had to stop at my local Sykes place and charge one bottle of water.
So the only thing, really, I did have a couple things.
The true story is last time I'm on, Matt's bitching about stickers being taken off of the bottle, and I'm sitting here trying not to laugh
because
out loud because it's really not that bad.
It is. You have no idea. These 5-gallon jugs, see what you started?
I've just got to get it out there.
These 5-gallon jugs have stickers on the top, and when people take the sticker off to put the jug on the machine, they fucking take the sticker, and instead of putting it on the in the fucking trash can that's right fucking there, they take it and they put it back on the jug. Well, guess who has to fucking scrape all those off? Me, that's right. I have to fucking do it. And it's not that bad until there's like 300 of them, and I have to... Fuck you, Ben.
Man, if that's a, that's your biggest concern in life, oh, I got some stickers I got to remove.
That's the thing that fucking pissed me off, because people do it on purpose, it seems like. They're like, oh, how can I fuck my water guy over today? Oh, I know. I'll call everybody I know that he delivers to, and I'll be like, hey, guys... Instead of taking the stickers off the jug and throwing them in the trash like a normal human being, put it back on the jug. He fucking hates that. And they fucking do it.
It's this fucking conspiracy against Matt and his whole lifestyle and everything he's ever known.
It seems like it. It's a whole, everyone's
MDS just said episode 2124 repeat, apparently.
What?
Is this a repeat? Apparently.
No, it's basically just a can of worms that I opened up.
Oh, it's a sequel. It's a sequel to
Part
124.
Well, I did have something to mention about work, but now, you know, I might not. So
about water?
You. No, actually. I did a salt route today.
Oh,
but anyway, you're getting ahead
so,
of
so that's why you're all salty today.
That's why. No, I was all salty today because I was in an all right mood, and, you know, I come in to pick up Matt, and Matt knows that I had an addiction problem. I used to shoot fucking pills like Oxys and Dilaudid and smoke fentanyl patches and morphine and shit. For like 10 years I did this for. And, you know, I finally got put on Suboxone and I'm getting my life back together and shit. And I come in and I'm like, hey, Matt, you ready to go? And Matt's like, hey, you want to buy some Oxy?
Oh, bull fucking shit.
Yeah,
that's how it happened.
I actually do.
No,
thank
no,
you.
No, one, fuck
that,
you.
Does that come with needles? Because I would like to shoot them up.
No, fuck you. That's not how it was.
What kind of friend asks his friend that he knows has an addiction problem if he wants some fucking drugs like that? That's like if you went through AA and you had been clean like 4 months and you came over here to do the show and I had a big old tall shot of fucking Jack Daniels in front of you.
Ugh.
Not saying, hey, drink it, but just having it there.
But Matt, so you're saying as soon as you walked in the door, that's exactly what I said. First thing was, hey.
Wasn't the first
no.
thing. First
no.
you said, do you want to buy any weed? And then you said, do you want to buy any hash? And then you said, do you want to buy any pills?
I said, I was like, do you want some 80s? And then you were like, what? What, you got some? Got some needles? What? You want
See?
Some? I already told you, man. If you got such a problem with it, I will help you with your addiction. I got like I know it's only been 10 years. Hey, I was a cokehead for 5 years,
fucking
5-6 years. Got off of it, dude.
Pandora's box, man.
I was slamming
I was
2 grams a day,
weed,
dude.
Man.
I was slamming well over 2 grams a day when I lived in New York. Come on, man.
Are we bragging now?
No, we're not bragging. I don't want
one upper.
Oh,
one upper.
God, here we go with Matt.
I was asking. Hey, because if you want to brag, let's brag.
Hey, both of you, shut up for a second.
See, that's what I'm talking
about. Can we all talk at the same time?
No, because I'm talking right now.
Oh, your floor, bro. Your floor.
Motherfucker. All right. It happened. Let it go. I'm done.
26 says, Matt used to do it all. Yes. Between both of us?
We have.
Gross.
Between the two
of
us, we've done a lot.
Whatever drugs you can think of that you haven't done, I probably have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Matt's
really
older
bad.
Than me. I just lived where it was just easy. I lived in a fucking trailer court outside of this Albany, New York.
Well, that will happen.
I got anything, like everything was so easy to get. I lived with a bunch of Mexicans and black people. Not to say that all black people and Mexicans are drug dealers, but where I lived, they were.
So,
I just gotta congratulate both of you on kicking those addictions. And then discussing it
Matt.
Live.
Hey.
Discussing
Thank
it live
you.
For everybody to know.
I know. Like, how many people do you know that have shot fucking opiates for 10 years and here
wow.
they are free looking fucking buff?
Oh, my God.
That's cool. We have cameras now. I can do that kind of shit.
Yeah, but you can barely see it.
They can. That's because...
No, I'm talking about your muscle that you're so proud of.
Oh.
Very well. I mean, I can't talk. I can't talk. I gained 30 fucking pounds over the fucking winter.
Only
so.
If you knew, says, I've never even smoked weed. Man, you are missing out.
God,
what the fuck, dude?
either that or your life is just A-okay and you don't need it. Like, we smoke weed because we live in Kalispell, Montana, and there is fuck all else to do.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
dude. Like,
it's about as worse as Salt Lake City, Utah.
When I was in high school, I used to just eat acid and shrooms and sell acid and shrooms and weed and snowboard, and that was life.
All I did was smoke dope and sell crank.
And I thought you were going to say smoke dope and suck dick. Honestly, that's...
I suck dick for coke. You suck dick for weed, huh?
You never suck dick with marijuana? So, if you guys have been listening to the show, the new listeners, this might not make much sense. I'll try and explain as much as well as I can. I have these neighbors that I live above. Like, I live in a fourplex here. And when I first moved in, you know, a few weeks after I moved in, I used to get these knocks on the door, and the neighbors would be like, excuse my face, they would say that they could hear me walking back and forth in my house, and they were pissed about that. Like, I'm supposed to just levitate from one side of my fucking apartment to the other. And, like, that stopped. So then, a while ago, Matt was here for this. Remember the fat bitch that was passed out outside on the ground? Where's my boyfriend? I'm gonna stay here until he gets back. So on Tuesday morning, like, I'm up late. Like, I didn't go to bed till about 2:30 in the morning. I'm working on the website and shit. I'm just doing all this stuff, trying to get everything ready for today's show. So I had all of the support page done. I made a few minor changes
Did
on the...
Did she come back?
What?
Did the fat bitch come back?
Well, I'll tell you.
Yes.
So,
yay.
I was up late and shit, and I finally got to bed. 4 a.m, I hear this fucking pounding on the door, and it's like shaking the apartment. And I wake up, and I look down at my phone, and it's like fucking 4 a.m. I'm like, no fucking way. So I kind of sit in bed for a minute. I look at the cat. Cat looks at me like, I don't fucking know what's going on. So I fucking fall back asleep because it stopped. Fucking like 5 minutes later, boom, 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 boom. I'm like, are you kidding me? I put my fucking shoes on. I put my shirt on. I put my sweatshirt on. And I kind of like go out to the window and I'm looking out and I see 3 fucking cop cars in the driveway, not lights flashing, but like someone had called them and they came and they were like checking it out and they're talking to the neighbor downstairs and shit. And I wanted to go out to, you know, be like, what the fuck? Is there any reason you're knocking on my door at 4 a.m? Like, I have nothing to do with this. But granted, the house smelled like salvia, and I didn't want to risk the chance. Even though salvia is legal, I don't need probable cause for them to come in and be like, what's that smell?
It's my salvia.
I don't know. So I'm like peeking out. And I see one of them kind of, like, look up like they saw me and kind of, like, point. And I'm like, shit. So I, like, move and I turn, you know, the lights were off and shit. And I go back in the bedroom. I turn the bedroom light off. And I hear fucking pounding on the door again. And I'm like, no way, dude. I'm not answering it. No fucking way. So I wait. And I hear him because I can hear him walk back down the stairs and shit. And I fucking get back up. And I'm, like, looking and shit. And so I finally went to bed, and, you know, the next morning and shit, obviously I was like an hour late to work, besides the point, and I get back home, and I talk to the other neighbor guy, the guy that lives across from me, across and down a little bit, like, he's a cool guy, for sure, and he's like, dude, I was like, why were there fucking cops pounding on the door at 4 a.m. yesterday, and he's like, man, the neighbors got into it with this big fat girl. I'm like, no way, the same one that was passed out here the other night, like a few weeks ago. He's like, yeah, apparently that's one of the guys downstairs' wife, not girlfriend.
Oh.
And I don't think she likes it that he's living here with another dude. Like, ugh. I don't know for sure, but they're kind of weird. And that's fine. You can be kind of weird. Just do it
downstairs below Matt.
Yeah, and not like by my butthole, down there by your own butthole, like where I don't have to see it. But it pissed me off a lot, the fact that they're down here having cops called and shit. Like, I have never had any problems here. I do this show 3 days a week. We've had, you know, 6 people here probably at the most never had a problem. They bitch that I walk back and forth, I guess, but that hasn't happened in a while.
Might I add, I just moved in a new apartment, and I got the same complaint that they could hear me walking, and it's like, what do you do about that? There's nothing, you can't avoid walking.
I'm sorry.
You can't do it.
I'm sorry that our economy is fucked, and that when people build these apartments, they build it the cheapest way instead of the best way, like they should.
Yeah.
And that I'm walking on, like, a quarter-inch thick piece of fucking plywood. I apologize for that. Had I been the building contractor, I would have remedied the situation. Seeing how I deliver water and do a talk show, neither of those things are gonna help with what's going on here. So get fucked. And quit knocking on my fucking door.
Get fucked.
So, yeah, I just thought that was pretty interesting that she had come back after all of that shit. I hadn't seen her since. And then just randomly one night fucking just causing ruckus and shit. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty funny that night I came here. I drove into the driveway and I see some lady pass on the ground. I'm like, oh, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
I get out of my truck like, she'll ride, like, yeah, she just had too much to drink. She's laying on the ground. We're here at her man's house.
Yeah, it
and I was
this...
just like, for fuck's sake, dude. And, like, they asked me if I could try helping her get in the car.
Well, it was one chick, the big fat girl, and she had her two wing nuts or whatever the
she
fuck.
She had her little companions with her little posse.
Right, like
her.
when girls go to fight, they have, like, one on the left and one on the right, and they just mob in, like, yeah, let's beat this bitch's ass. We're gonna pound some bitches and shit. It was like that, but she was coming to find her husband, boyfriend, I thought, who was out at the bar with another chick, which might be code for dude. So, I don't know. All I know is there's a dude that's, like, in his late 50s, early 60s, living there with another dude in squalor. Like, I keep a pretty nice place. I try. I'm not a neat freak or anything, but I try and, you know, maintain a certain nominal level of standards. Like, down there, it's just, like, disgust. Like, you walked into, and, you know, even when I was fucking strung out on pills and shit, I tried as best as I could to keep shit halfway clean. Like, I've seen some places that people didn't even do drugs. They were just fucking lazy. It's like, how can you live in such disgust? Like, it's, I don't know.
Takes a lot of dedication.
I guess. And then they raise kids in that shit, and then they become all disgusting.
Yeah, dude.
It's fucking, it's just that was, nasty.
That was basically the first 12 years of my life, living with, like, moldy bowls sitting around, like, my dirty underwear everywhere, and then just, like, a little path, a slim path of garbage that you could kind of weave through, and then everything else just kind of cluttered and stacking.
So 26 says, seriously, houses are built like shit these days. Over the summer, I listened to the Jam Hole and built condos. They were built like shit, all particle board walls and shit. Fucking awful. And these condos were selling for $700,000 per subdivision. And get this? Get this. The developer?
What?
The developer?
Oh, my God.
Was losing money.
Oh, God.
What?
No wonder the economy is bad. Thank you,
wow.
26. Amazing. And that's, I can guarantee, what he was building there are the exact same shit that you live in.
Oh,
just
yeah, dude.
Those fucking, it's like, it reminds me of in the Flintstones, the movie, where they're manufacturing those homes and shit, and
yeah.
It's just like 2, 4, and then the top, and it was just a box on this thing. Like, that's what they remind me of. They just manufacture these things quick.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just thick frame, dude.
And the shitty thing is, they will give the contract to the lowest bidder. That means, how did he outbid everybody by like $5,000? Well, he's probably using shit for materials, and he doesn't know what he's doing. So people want to pay as little as possible, and then they wonder why people are unhappy and miserable with their products all the time. Because we manufacture shit nowadays. Because it's all about getting it out there and doing it for as cheap as possible so we can make the most amount of money. And it's all fucked. So, on top of people putting stickers on jugs, today I had a salt route. And remember I was telling you guys that how back, he doesn't do this anymore, but Ryan the Salt Guy, you guys, if you've listened to the show, you'll know who he is. He, whenever I wouldn't have a water route, like every once in a while, like I think once or twice a month on Wednesday, I don't have a route. So usually I'll just chill and find other things to do, or I'll pick up a salt route and shit. Well, sometimes when I don't have a route, he would like to just call in sick, which would mean I would have to do his shit. So today, I didn't have a route, and I woke up, and I was like an hour late, and I almost was just like, you guys, I'm not coming in today. Just to be like, how does it feel? I've never called in sick. I've never missed a fucking day of work at this job. How does it feel to have to pick up somebody else's slack? Because that's how I feel every time I have to fucking do it, and it's not fun. And so I say that because he's like, hey, we were just wondering if you're coming in today. And I hear the boss's son in the background, you know, tell him work starts at 8, not 9 o'clock. And this, I know he's just joking, but this kid gets to work at 8. His dad owns the business, and he sits on the computer till at least 10. So it's like, I tell him, I would rather sleep for a couple hours, get to work, clock in, and actually do my job, than get there at 8 and just walk around the office for 2 hours and then do my job. But he, I don't know, it pisses me off that he's like, ugh, work starts at 8. And then I got there at like 9:30. He's sitting in there by himself on the computer. I wanted to just...
What was he doing?
Looking at... He does fantasy football leagues. And
oh, my God.
What the fuck is fantasy football?
I heard this on a show today. I forget if it was UID or Keith and the Girl. But they equated, and I totally find this very true, they equated fantasy football with D&D. Dungeons and Dragons. Yep. It is the adult version of Dungeons and Dragons. You pick fantasy football, if you guys don't know. Basically, you pick players from all the teams. This is from what I understand. And you build a team. And then you watch all of the football games. And depending on how each of your players does, that's how you score it. So it's like you're playing Dungeons and Dragons with football and shit. So he's way into that, and he does all that shit, and it's just annoying. You can't, like I said, you can't do anything because it's the boss's son. You can't be like, you know, can you tell him to quit being a fucking D-bag?
Lazy fuck.
Yeah, and, you know, whatever. That's fine. So some things came to me today while I was doing the salt route, because I used to, when I first got this job, I started out doing salt deliveries. That was my job. 80-pound salt bags all fucking day long. Tons of the shit. And I hadn't done it in a while, except every now and then when I pick up fucking salt routes and shit. So I wrote down a few things that just came back to me that just totally fucking pissed me off. First and foremost, if you want somebody to find where you live, put numbers on your fucking house. There are so many places that I delivered to on this salt route today that you go up some buttfuck road out in the middle of fucking nowhere, and there's all these huge giant houses. None of them have fucking numbers on it. You go to the beginning of the road, and there's like 30 mailboxes, and all the numbers are there. So it's like, okay, I see your mailbox. Now you have to figure out which fucking house it is. It is the most annoying fucking thing. I can understand wanting to live out away from civilization, but if you have a water softener and you get salt delivered every 3 months, have a fucking number on there. Oh, who are you hiding from? Seriously. The other thing is these motherfuckers that usually, like, the water softeners and shit, they're in a closet or a crawl space, something like that. Which is fine, I'll deal with that. What I don't deal with is when they have all of their junk that they aren't using for some reason all over the place, on the softener, in the way of the softener, in the fucking path. And they're like, oh, yeah, you can go ahead and just move that stuff out of the way. It's like, that's your shit! You go ahead and move it the fuck out of my way. Because if I do it, I'm throwing shit. I don't give a fuck. I am so sick of people, and restaurants especially. They have all this greasy, nasty, fucking dirty shit just in the way of where I need to go. And what they always say is, oh, can you get back there okay? Like, no! Can you get back there okay? Because you're bigger than I am, and I still can't fucking get back there.
That's why you just lie to them and be like, I can't do it, it's coming to policy, I'm not allowed to touch your stuff,
like,
so
how about,
I'm gonna move it.
Don't do that. Simple. You know I'm coming today. We give you fucking calendars so you can know when the fuck we're gonna be there. Make a fucking effort, okay? And then don't call in bitching that, oh, I didn't get salt delivered and my water's not soft. Because you had your fucking shit that you've been collecting for the past 20 fucking years of your worthless fucking life all piled up in one huge fucking clump of shit right where I need to fucking go. Don't do that shit.
Sound a little frustrated, Matt.
I was. All day I'm sifting through people's fucking bullshit trying to get to their fucking softeners, and they're like such cocksuckers. These are the same people that I come in holding an 80-pound bag on my shoulders. That's fine. No big deal. I can do two of them if I could get them both fucking up there. But then I get to the door, and they look at me, and they're like, could you please take your shoes off? It's like, yeah, could you fucking hold this while I take my shoes off? Like, don't fucking do that. I hate them. And then, the third and last thing. Not everybody thinks your fucking dog is as cute and as lovable and as cuddly as you do. So when you know you have a fucking delivery coming, put your fucking children in the backyard where they fucking belong. Because I swear to God, I hate dogs. I hate your dogs. I hate it when they're all like, barky, bark, oh, and they talk to it like a child. They're like, oh, don't do that, Spuffy. Don't do that. Don't jump up. Oh, if he jumps up, just push him out of the way. And it's like, no, I don't want to touch your just dirty, disgusting dog. I don't want it on me. I don't want my hands to stink like your dog filth. I don't want anything to do with it. I don't like dogs and I don't like children. So lock them both up when I get there and we won't have any problems. And get your shit out of the fucking way and quit putting stickers on jugs. You guys do that for me, I will be A-okay.
Wow, Matt. Like I was saying before, wow. If you ever need counseling on anything, just let me know because you seem very irritated.
I am very fucking irritated. It's like they do it on purpose to me. They're like, hey, how can we fuck Matt over today? He's been really happy lately. What can we do to fuck him over today? Hey, I got a great idea, kids, and let's even get the dog involved. Let's go and let's take 10 things that belong to us and let's put them right in the path that he has to fucking walk. Ooh, a skateboard? That's a good idea, Billy. Maybe he'll slip on it and break his fucking neck. Cool.
Well, then you get workers comp.
Okay.
That's what you're looking forward to.
I will take one for the team if that's what I can say.
Then you can do your show five nights a week.
I don't need. I will break my neck and get paralyzed as long as I can still move my head and you guys could prop my arms up and shit while I'm talking and stuff. That'd be just fine with me.
Like one of those little. Little Muppet.
I give a fuck. Yeah, like
Stephen Hawking's.
Only funny, right?
What? Who's to say he's not funny?
Oh, he's funny, my friend.
In high school, we used to sit around and look pictures at him and just be like, ah, look at him.
God does exist, my friend.
Poor Steven.
Oh, and then the last thing I did want to talk about real quick, before we get into some confessions. I was talking to my mom today, and she's, you know, asking me if I found a new girlfriend yet. And I'm like, no. And she's like, why? And I'm like, well, let me tell you why. Because every girl I fucking meet is either completely fucking nuts, which I can deal with, or they have kids, which I don't want to deal with. There's a reason I don't have my own, and it's because I don't want kids. There's plenty out there. Everyone I went to school with is doing a fine enough job making sure we don't run out of fucking people. I don't need to add to this. So I can deal with crazy. I could probably maybe deal with a kid as long as I didn't have to see it. Like, you know, get a fucking babysitter, daycare, give it up for adoption. I don't care. Just don't bring it over when we hang out. I definitely can't handle crazy and having kids. So she's like, oh, well, there's got to be somebody out there. And that got me thinking. The way to get a girlfriend for me, I'm going to find a couple that's maybe expecting a child that's female. And I'm going to go to them and I'm going to propose a deal to them. You raise that female, make her nice and pretty, teach her good things and stuff, and when she's 18, I will come pick her up. You don't let her have any boyfriends, definitely no sex, because if she has a kid by the time I come to get her up, the deal's off. Like, I'm sorry. That's perfect, because the main problem is these girls go through all these relationships, and that's what makes them all fucked up, and then they have kids, and now they're crazy, and they have kids, and they're trying to raise these kids by themselves. If I could find a couple to breed me the perfect girlfriend and train her in all things awesome, I would be so set.
You'd fucking be like 36, though.
That's fine. I'm not picky at this point in time in my life. I'm really not.
Oh, my God.
I was picky, and, you know, I've had quite a few girlfriends in my time. I'm over it now. I just, if you're having a child and it's a female, I will make a deal with you. When she turns 18, I will take her off your hands. You won't have to pay for college. You won't have to do any of that shit. You won't have to worry about her coming home pregnant.
Why don't you just get a mail order bride?
Because that's expensive. See, I'm
hoping. Yeah, but that could be worth it.
Well, see, I'm hoping I'll find a couple that wants to just give their kid up for adoption, talk them into keeping her for 18 years and raising her, and then I'll come get her, you know, when she's ready. But
just for
my
free?
My mom thought that was a great idea. But then, and then she's like, well, I'll have your grandpa find you a nice Italian woman. I'm like, okay, you do that. Next time he's in Italy, we'll have him bring you home a nice Italian woman. I was like, thanks, Mom. That's nice.
That is nice.
I know. So
she's thinking of you, though.
You know, she is. She is a great woman, and she enjoys listening to the show, which is even better.
That's awesome.
You know, they say the best wife for you is
your own mother?
Is a woman who is like your mother?
That's what I've heard. No, I've heard every guy grows up to marry their own mother.
Oh, that sounds not me. Terrible.
That does sound... Well, not literally.
No,
but
obviously not literally, anybody that acts like my mom is not someone I want to live with.
Only if you knew says, get an Asian, they behave. I do like Asians, actually. I have a thing.
Aren't you Asian?
Me?
No, I'm fucking with you. I know.
Bud.
Kinda.
All right. Well, you guys ready to get into some confessions?
Sure.
Anonymous confessions. A little something we do with the internet being what it is and giving birth to such amazing things that it has done. When people are on the internet, they say and do whatever they're thinking because they hide behind this screen and shit. I'm not going to see that person the next day and be like, oh, man, I saw you with that huge double-ended black dildo in your ass. That was impressive. Like, they'll do whatever. You give those same people a forum to let out their deepest, darkest confessions, and this is what you end up with. The best of the best, the cream of the crop of humanity, I like to call it. Are you ready?
I am ready. Let's hear some.
Ladies and gentlemen,
confessions.
Ever since 3rd to 8th grade, I had a crush on this guy. No big deal. He was the first guy I ever liked. This feeling turned into something more than just a crush. He gave me a feeling for him that I can't quite explain. For 2 years, I haven't seen him, and these feelings I thought were no more. Now that I head to the same school as he goes, I'm having mixed emotions. There's just something about this guy I can't forget. Did he give you herpes? 'Cause every time I look in the mirror, I think of you, and it's weird. Every time I pee and it burns, I'm like, man, I remember that night.
I remember that guy.
I remember.
Holy shit.
Oh, sure, why not? I like him. I really like him, but I'm afraid to even talk to him. So, you guys are, it sounds like you're in high school now. Ever since 3rd to 8th grade, you've had a crush on him, and you've never talked to him? Like, ever?
What the fuck?
Seize life by the cojones and get out there and get man. You gotta get some. You gotta get yours, because you know what? If you don't get yours, someone else is gonna take it for you.
This is true.
And that's bad. You gotta take care of your star player, man.
It's
a
little thing called full sex. It's a little thing we like to talk about.
Oh, man, that was the best story ever. You know, like full sex.
Not just half or a quarter. Oh,
that's what I call going around the bases, a.k.a. all the way.
Or full sex.
All right, so I think I might be gay, but I'm not sure.
Oh,
do you like cock?
I Kinda, but I'm not sure. Like, I'm torn between the two.
This is
like,
how you
it
tell.
It seems kind of cool, but I'm not into it, but I kind of am.
This is how you tell if you're gay or not. Would you put a penis in your mouth?
What?
What is it my penis?
No. How you
whose
tell
penis
you're
is it?
I mean, whoever, I've tried
any
to put,
penis.
I've tried to put my penis in my mouth. I can't.
No,
read
talk,
it.
I'm talking about any penis in general. That's I how even, you know if you're gay. It's like, well, would I really want another man's fucking penis in my mouth?
Well, hey, different strokes, right?
Yeah.
If any title should be used, it should be bi. Yeah, well, shoulda, coulda, woulda.
Bi is kind of gay, though.
Even though I don't like titles, but love works in mysterious ways. You know what else works in mysterious ways?
What?
Anyone?
What?
God.
Oh, God.
God. God works in mysterious ways. Like that story we read on Monday where this dude brought his girlfriend to proposal point to propose to her, and the tide came in and swept her out to sea, never to be seen again.
Really?
What?
Thanks, God.
Really?
I didn't like her anyways.
Wow.
I was marrying her for the money, but now that she's dead, I get it all anyway.
Wow.
Amazing.
Dude.
Thank you, God. I love you.
That really happened.
Yeah,
I swear to God.
Wow,
it was in Oregon. We read it on Monday. Listen to Monday's show. It was amazing. Nothing should be specific. That's playing it safe. I'm going to have to say he's gay. What do you think?
If you
think you
confused.
Might be gay, but you're not sure, you're gay.
That's what I think, too. Like, I agree with that statement 100%.
You're gay. If you think, like, he's like, well, bi. Well, half of bi is gay. The other half is not gay. And if you're gay, you're gay. So...
If you're half gay, you're still gay.
Yeah, half gay is still gay.
That goes
which
back,
is full gay.
That just goes back to my number one quote that my father always told me. Said, son, you can screw in a thousand light bulbs,
sorry,
but you'll never be an electrician. But you suck one cock, you're a cocksucker for life. So just go out there, whoever may think about their being gay, you put a cock in your mouth, you're a cocksucker for
if
the rest of your life.
If you have ever, what if you were sucking dick to get drugs, like does
you're
the
a cocksucker.
End does the end justify the means?
No.
What if it was heroin?
Like that even fucking negates it, dude. It's still you're.
I'm
a
not talking
yeah.
about negating it, like, but does that make you gay though? You're
course.
Sucking dick not because you. I wonder what it's like to have a dick in my mouth. You're sucking dick because the guy that owns the dick has the shit that you need.
Well, I'm not saying that if you were to suck dick for heroin, it makes you gay. I'm saying that makes you a cocksucker.
Well, I'll take being a cocksucker.
I can live with that one.
I mean, is that the same as saying shooting heroin makes you a junkie?
Yes.
Then I'm a cocksucking junkie. No. I've never done that.
Oh, you finally come out
no,
with it.
No, I always had money to buy my drugs.
Yeah.
Either that or I would just get the drugs, sell them for a higher price to somebody else, and get mine for free. That's what
That's
I like
what
to
I do.
Call economics. I learned that in school. Ting! I like to surf on my laptop when I'm on the toilet. My girlfriend thinks I'm weird. Have you guys ever done that?
Nope.
What?
I
you have a blowjob on a toilet?
No. What? Surfing the internet. Wait, actually, if you want to get literal, he says, I like to surf on my laptop when I'm on the toilet. So, like, you're on the toilet hanging 10 on your laptop?
Well,
that's
no,
literal.
I mean, I've taken a laptop, you know, gone in the bathroom, looked at some internet porn, and rubbed one off. But other than that,
well,
you know,
shit. I mean, why do you think my laptop lives in my bedroom?
Why is the F key stuck?
I shot further than I had expected to.
You just like the F button, then?
Yeah. I want to tell Brendan that he means so much to me. I hate it when he's not online.
Yes.
Does Brendan live at least 500 or more miles away from where you live? Because that's not healthy. I love his smile and his braces. I love how gorgeous he looked in his Grinspoon top and jacket yesterday. I love it when he acts immature and cute. I love it when he comes up to the playground and pushes me into the sand and then pulls my hair. It's so cute. I love it. I hate not being able to talk to him very regularly. I hate being unpopular. I love Brendan more than he will ever know.
Stalker, huh. Psycho.
Brendan, if you're listening...
You have a stalker.
She loves you.
Stay away from that guy, Brendan.
She's gonna kill you.
I steal my dad's cigarettes and smoke them in my room.
Ooh.
You guys ever done that?
No, nope. My dad never smoked, but we would send my little brother Brandon and get my grandma's cigarettes. He'd hide underneath the table, take them, and then
I used to get my dad's cigarettes when I started smoking, but he smoked Carlton 100 ultralights, and they were like, I would cut the filter, and then I would, like, in half, and then I would, because the filter's, like, that big, so yeah. I'd try that, and that didn't work, so then I'd take the whole filter out and, like, rip that in pieces, and then, like, roll it into a ball and put that in there, and then that was okay, but it tasted like shit.
Dude, my grandma
then
smoked.
Then I just had him buy them for me, so...
My grandma smoked Merit full flavors.
You guys ready?
Those are good.
You guys ready to bro down on some salvia while we're doing
some
the show?
Salvia,
sure.
All some right. Salvia.
So he steals. Let me finish this one, and then I'll let you guys talk for a minute. He steals cigarettes and smokes them in his room. Then I light an incense stick and spray myself and my room with perfume.
Ew.
Like, you come out and your dad thinks it's his wife because he smells it, and he looks over and it's his son. You're like,
ugh.
He feels bad because he thinks he had something to do with making his kid a little queer.
You know what's weird about that? Is when the fact
that he puts on his mom's perfume to cover up his dad's cigarette smoke smell.
It is, but when I was like 14 and 13 living in New York, man, when I started like first smoking like at 12 and 13, fucking, I used to go and put spray cologne on me because I thought I'd smell like I'd come in high and I think I'd smell like weed, so I'd fucking spray a little cologne on. And my mom always eventually found out that I do it. Well, one day I was at this, I know, right? I thought I was smarter than her. But one day... I was over at a party, and these fucking girls started dunking me with fucking perfume. So I go home, and I get grounded for 2 weeks for having a perfume fight. So all you people out there who are, you know, like 13, 14 years old who want to smoke,
don't.
Just get Febreze, dude. Just get Febreze.
Febreze.
It's the bomb.
Smoke outside at least.
Can I, excuse me, can I do a little public service announcement real quick?
Oh, yeah, go for it.
Kids. If you're thinking about smoking, make sure you start smoking for the right reasons. It might make you look cool. It might make you sound cool. That sounds cool. I mean, do you hear that?
That's cool.
I used to love talking and smoking cigarettes, and now
I don't.
I can't. I talk through all of my throat.
So basically what I'm saying is don't start smoking to be cool. Be cool to be cool. Like, just be cool. Now... If, by chance...
It's good advice.
You don't want to live to be like 85, 90, 95, 100 years old, smoke cigarettes to die earlier. That's why I smoke them. I smoke them in hopes that I will get cancer by the time I'm 70, and then it'll just take its course, and I can live out the rest of my years just
in a
fucked
painful
up.
Fucking...
No, that's what the painkillers are for. See, I... did pills for 10 years just to get ready. It's like I look around and I see society. I see how much pain is in the world today. I see all these old people sitting on their deathbeds just in pain. It's like, no, I'm gonna get a good tolerance going. So when I am there, I'll be able to take enough without ODing to not feel any of this pain from the cancer that's gonna, you know, take me out a little sooner. Because, honestly, what are you doing when you're 70? You're out there getting in my way, running your car through buildings and shit, thinking it's the country kitchen buffet. Like, you don't need to go anywhere.
I remember that.
You lived your life. Now just fucking chill. Enjoy your fucking pain pills and the sympathy that you get from everybody because you're old. And enjoy somebody else wiping your ass for you and shit. Just, that's all I'm saying.
I started smoking because I was told not to.
That's a big reason why the war on drugs is such a miserable failure?
Yeah, because they say don't do them, and we're like, well, fuck you, I'm going to do it anyway because we're a fucking young civilization who's out there saying...
Because we're dumb and we do things people tell us
well, this,
not to.
Because we're sticking it to the man.
This is how I figure it, man. Like,
this is,
you know,
how we stick it to the man, smoking salvia and shit. Until they make it illegal, then we'll have to find something else to smoke. I hear if you mix your piss and shit in a jar and put a balloon over that and let it ferment, the gas will fuck you up.
Well,
just
I don't
what I heard.
Wanna do
I
that.
Also heard that it's called Jankum.
Jankum. No, man, I look at it this way. You got the government who's like, you know, mom and dad, and then you got the world who's the kids. And you know how it goes.
It's going to be our world pretty soon.
No, you know how those parents say, oh, don't do this because of this. And, you know, if you do that, it's wrong. And when you're like 5 years old, you're like, well, I'm going to do it because you told me not to do it. That's how I figure it, man. We do it because we're told not to. And
I
don't have to listen because I am an anarchist.
Honestly, I do it because I just really like getting high.
Yeah, that too. I like being stoned. So.
Expand your and mind, drunk. Craig.
Huh? It's huh? Friday. You ain't got shit to do. So let's get high.
Okay.
Motherfucker.
That's fun. Oh, let's see. 26 says, I jack off while watching the Jam Hole live show sometimes. Is that weird? Well, I jack off while doing the Jam Hole live show sometimes. Is that weird? Oh, fun. Sorry.
Wow.
Are you kidding me? I jacked it twice since I've been here.
I know. And that's what made me jack it.
When he came outside, I had to quit doing it. I almost got caught. I was doing it while you were talking to me.
You turned around so quick, I thought it was going to hit me in the face. I was like, fucking
dude,
Matrix.
I'm jacking it right now. You just can't tell because I found a way to do it.
Really?
I tape it to my leg and I just kind of move.
Kind of
like
move.
That, like,
is that why you're always all twitchy?
I'm always moving around, dude.
I thought you just had like ADD times.
Well, I do have ADHD. Well, I do actually.
It's hyperactive, cousin.
Mm. Hyperactive. It's attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
This now, salvia. Hold on. Can I just say something real quick?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I'm
the
waiting for you.
What the fuck were you going to say?
I said it. Didn't you hear? I said it with my mind.
Oh. No, I walked in and I've been diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. And not only was I diagnosed with that, I had a doctor say, Matt, I am shocked that literally you can even drive a car or dress yourself in the morning because you have the worst. Like, dude, when I was little,
you're
I'd be
Doc,
like,
that makes two of us.
When I was little, I'd be like, hey, man, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Okay. I can
see that. So imagine me doing that. They put me on Ritalin. They put me on the highest dose they could when
that
I was fucking.
That shit fucks you up,
When
too,
I was
man.
10 years old, they had me on 130 milligrams of Ritalin. Dude, I was like, sitting there in class being all sick because it was a weight loss pill before I ever came to this ADD,
ADHD. Can I say something real quick?
Absolutely. If you're hating on pills.
I used to make, I was just going to say, like, I used to get Ritalin sometimes, too, back when I was doing pills.
This poor man's
and
coke.
And if you mix up Ritalin and Oxys and put that in a spoon and shoot that, like, I'm not saying you should do it, but I'm saying
if
you
were
do,
ever going to.
It's like a speedball, and that was weird.
Dude, I don't know, man.
But I don't condone that. You don't want to end up where I'm at. It's a bad place. Like, I'm not saying, like, physically, but, like, up
mentally
here.
Mentally, where that could go.
Up here, you don't want any part of it.
See, I never did pills.
Not at all.
I never did pills because I, you know, all the synthetic. I mean, if I really wanted a drug, I wanted it pure and fucking raw, dude. You know,
like, fucking raw.
Straight, raw, crystal meth.
Where my dog's at?
You know?
Sorry.
Exactly. I want a straight, raw drug.
But is it meth? Isn't like that's the most synthetic you can get, dude.
It's made in a fucking bathtub, dude. Cool.
Well, you can, but there's other pills you can use. You know.
Well, let's move on. Yeah, it's called Ativan.
Yeah.
Oh.
I always pretend I love the high school I go to, but I've never really thought about it.
What?
I pretend I love it, but I've never really thought about it.
No, so what's the hobby?
Let me think about it real quick.
Do I like the
I
school?
Always just say that without even thinking. I always just say it like just without even thinking. I love the high school I go to. Go high school. Like I wasn't even thinking. I'm sorry. Why am I saying that? I love my high school. I don't even know why I'm saying that. I love it. It's like Tourette's. I always just say it without even thinking. The truth is that I really hate the school I go to. You might think I love my high school. Nay, I do not love my high school. Actually, I hate it. I fucking hate it. I hate the teachers. I hate the fucking janitors. I hate the people that go there. I hate the weird lady in the cafeteria with the weird facial hair. I hate it. I don't even know why I run around the halls of my school yelling, I love my high school, I love my high school, because I don't. It's actually quite the opposite. I fucking hate my high school. The truth is,
I'm gonna burn this motherfucker down.
It's all boys with a strict dress code. That's not me. They put in unbelievably outrageous rules every year to make students' life a living hell. I don't even believe in God, but they make this shit a living hell. There are so many rich assholes there. The kids are probably the meanest in the whole world. They have money and are extremely, extremely condescending. Rich asshole. I would start robbing people's lockers. I don't know. If you go to school with a bunch of rich jock douchebag assholes, you'll probably find nothing but like a bunch of fucking porn and steroid needles.
I know. I went to a Richie school when I lived in New York for a little while. Well, actually, the whole time I lived there, Boston Spa, there's a lot of rich kids.
So you might be wondering why I go to school with all these rich kids. This is because I live in the richest country in the U.S. I live in the richest country in the U.S.
Gotta be from Beverly Hills.
What?
I think you missed it, Matt.
Did you just say Beverly Hills is another country?
No,
that's
why
US.
I was saying when she's
no,
like
it's a
from
province.
Country.
Hold on. It's a province.
No, hold on.
Wait, hold
before
on.
You jump, before
it's
you
a
jump,
province. That's before Canada.
Before you jump, say because they said that I live in the richest country in the U.S.
Right.
I was saying gotta be from Beverly Hills because I have met a lot of people from Beverly Hills
and that's
who have said shit like that.
Like I live in Beverly. God bless Beverly Hills, the richest country in the U.S.
Exactly. That's why.
Oh, okay, it makes
that,
sense.
That or they're,
God bless the U.S.
That or they're just ignorant fucking people, man. All
such
from
as
Hills.
Because. The richest country in the U.S. Could you please name some other countries in the U.S.?
Alabama. That's its own country. It's gotta be. Well, would an independent state be like viewed as its own country? No.
It wouldn't.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, Arizona's a pretty good country down there. Oh, no. In fact, New Mexico. It's got to be because it's part of Mexico. It's, you know, the New Mexico.
Hold on. I can't tell if he's for real
I
right
can't
now.
Either, dude. No. I'm freaking out.
I'm joking.
Okay.
Come on.
Hold on. We're all making jokes. You tell me why you're thinking this is a joke, and then I'll tell you why I think this is a joke.
I think it's a joke because they use the word country. Why trying to represent saying I live in the richest country in the U.S. instead of I live in the richest state or the richest town or the richest province?
Because the U.S.
Oh, it's because the U.S. is its own fucking country.
Thank
man.
You.
God, I'm not
Holy
retarded.
Hallelujah.
I fucking.
Holy Christ.
We were making fun about the same thing. We were
okay,
getting miscommunication,
I was,
man.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah,
I wasn't either.
I was so lost for a second.
Wait, when you said name
like,
another
hey,
country
I
in the
like,
U.S., I was just being a fucking
hey,
smart ass
hey,
saying
ben,
Alabama.
Does he know that the U.S. is a country? Like, I didn't know.
But also,
okay.
We don't have any provinces in America.
That's Canada.
Yeah.
We have states.
Dude.
Like, Canada
we have
has
states and capitals and cities and towns.
Like, British Columbia
oh, that's
and
province.
Fucking
oh, oh.
Alberta.
Okay.
Well, Alberta's
I
just
Alberta's
town,
in,
I think.
Well, there's
a
town a called Providence
and
Town.
And Alaska, that's a province, too.
And there's Providence
okay,
Financial.
Let me finish this real quick. You know what? Maybe I do love the school I go to, but I've done my part. I've fucking done it. It needs to show me how good it was said to be. Please, God, make me happier. Live long prep! Exclamation point. Live long prep.
What? Who is this guy? I wish there was a picture of the person.
Then
so
that
we can see the fucking douchebag. Then we can,
well, then it wouldn't be called anonymous confessions.
When we're making mad money, then we could fly and just be like, did you post this?
No, I'll just
what the
like,
fuck were you doing?
Ring the doorbell, and when they fucking open it, just be like, are you fucking so-and-so? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, fucking... BAM! Like, just fucking ninja.
Just
in the
Samurai
street.
Jack the
Punch
beautiful.
In the face.com.
You
that
know,
will be
I
it.
Think getting punched in the face would be something, like, be something bad, but to have live cameras there and give him an award for being the biggest queer out there. You know, like, hey, we go up to the door, you know, just...
It's people
they
like
come and
you.
Answer the door like that, and you hit this ticket, and you, like, you have a certificate in your hand that says, this award is to so-and-so on behalf of thejamhole.com. We believe that you are the biggest fucking douchebag out there. You are Arena. Sincerely,
I think
Jamhole.
South
Here
Park
you go.
Did that, and they gave the biggest douche in the universe award to... Was it Dave Edwards? It was that psychic guy. He's like, you're not fucking psychic. And then he's like, the biggest douche award. And then the aliens came down and they're like, we're here to present you with the biggest douche in the universe. Never mind.
Yeah.
That's what right. that. Okay.
Well, I just think it'd be funny to do it for real. Not on
for
a,
real.
Not on a
for real.
Cardboard yeah. cartoon.
For real.
I'm super serial, dude. Come on.
It doesn't happen for a long time, and then one day when you least expect it, bam! Shit stain in the shorts. Just all of a sudden, you're Cole kicking it. Brand new fucking whitey tighties on, feeling shiny.
Feeling shiny. Do they really
all
shine?
All of a sudden, fucking bam! Shit stain. Just.
Does underwear shine?
Just. What, like...
Shiny underwear shines.
No, I'm like when you're fucking flossing, when you're shining, when you're
when
fucking...
When you're flossing.
When you're glittering down flossing,
where
son,
did
you
grow
know
up at?
L.A.
That's right. Yeah, as the L.A. people say, flossing.
Yes.
Yo, man, I'm flossing.
Honestly,
like people
Matt,
saying, I'm jelly.
Can I confess to you?
Oh, please do.
I heard it in a rap song.
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm so fucking sorry.
Oh, you're lamest. Hey, you know what, Matt? I award you the biggest douche in the universe award.
Bam! Shit in the shorts.
In the shorts.
Shit stain in the shorts. I'm a 15-year-old girl. Hold on. I'm a 15-year-old girl, and I feel like I need attention from older guys all the time.
Yes.
And I get obsessed with certain guys, and I just want to be close to them. I'll sleep with them just to get some attention. You know what that's like, right? I don't know if this is because my dad, and I just want a man to like me. Sorry, I promised I wouldn't cry. But I hate my dad even before. He hated me too. Plus, on top of all that, I have older brothers, but it just ain't the same. They're not my daddy. I want more people to like me for who I am, but I can't help being mean to girls. Can you guys not stare at me when I do this?
Dude,
that's really
sorry,
awkward.
Dude.
Are we supposed
like,
to? What are we supposed to do?
You make
it's
me
like,
uncomfortable.
Damn, Matt. Like, I'm starting to get emotional over here. You're pretty good there, bro.
I thought you were like right. a sexy 15-year-old for a second.
Yeah,
I
dude,
saw it.
I saw, like, out of the corner of my eye, I see Ben, like, scooting over little by little, and I'm like, okay, this has to stop.
I'm just standing here like this because I mean I can watch it on the little TV.
Oh, you're
here
watching.
Here.
You know,
well,
hey,
because when I do
Matt,
watch it, it has a delay, and everything you say is like
Matt,
5 seconds later.
You know, you can look over here and actually see me.
Well, I know, but
okay,
that's what I was.
Sure.
I'm tripping,
sure
man.
That's what I was doing, but I wasn't like getting all closer, like I was
where
gonna fucking
we?
Kiss you or something.
What are we doing right now,
Matt?
You're reading
where
a
are
confession.
We?
I'm hungry. I'll
what's
be
going on?
I want more people to like me for who I am, but I can't help being mean to girls at my school or anyone else for that matter. I just want them to know I'm in charge. If this was the mid-80s television, I would be Charles because I'm in charge, okay? I just want you guys to know that. I don't have a dad. I have older brothers, but that's not the same. And then all of a sudden, bam. Shit stains in the shorts.
Love it.
Okay, next.
Sorry. You're not far along in your life. I think we've established that you're a little man child. Is that was this one written about me?
What is this?
By, I don't know, maybe say your an ex-girlfriend.
Dear reader.
Just throwing it out there. You're a little man-child. I just know that because that was her name for me. She's like, where's my man-child? Because she had two other children.
So that's...
So I was like her third child. I was like,
so is that directed towards you?
So she had sex with her son?
Kind of. What?
What?
I'm just kidding. I would move if I thought the imbeciles wouldn't take over. Like, if I left here, holy shit. The imbeciles. Who have you ever heard the word imbeciles, like, in the last 5 years? That's awesome.
No.
Yo, imbecile! I do that, but, like, I'm kind of, like, starting to go bald. Like, hair falls out and shit.
Gross, dude.
Dude, Matt, you know what you should do? Just shave the very top of your head. Just shave the top of your head and leave the ring. I have to be careful.
That's why you wear the hat.
Holla at the hat. This worries me. Imbeciles taking over. This definitely worries me.
I'm concerned.
Let's do something. Let's replace the word imbeciles with the word black people, or the phrase black people. That makes more sense, because Obama got elected, and he's a black guy, and maybe this person lives in Alabama, and they're like, oh, lordy, here come the black people. Those ain't them working pants either. Oh, lordy. Oh, lordy.
Oh, damn it.
When I was seven... Oh, are you even ready for this?
I think I am. I think I've got an idea of where this is heading.
When I was seven, I know exactly what you're talking about. My granduncle made me have blank with him, dot, dot, dot.
Full sex.
What do you think? Are you going to agree with Ben and say full sex? Or are you going to go on your own?
Read it one more time.
Would you like to phone a friend?
Read it one more time.
When I was seven, my granduncle made me have blank with him, dot, dot, dot.
Rallies.
Rallies? Yes. What does that mean?
Ravioli?
Judges? Sex was the correct answer.
I called it.
Somehow, confessing that doesn't make me feel better.
Does it say that? You might think...
Man, I heard that your granduncle had full sex with you when you were seven. Let me tell you about this great new website out there called Group Hug. Group Hug is a place we can all go and type words and we feel better because other people read it and they make fun of it. Granted, some people will kill themselves and that's fine. You gotta break a few eggs when you make an omelet. And my friend, it's breakfast time. Come on. Oh, yeah, when I was seven, I don't know if I told you this, Matt. When I was seven, my granduncle actually made me have sex with him.
That's horrible.
Somehow confessing that to you doesn't make it feel better.
Well,
I could better not
because I'm going to fucking make fun of you until you kill yourself.
Only if you knew, says you could always just kill your uncle. Or yourself, or
both,
cake, and eating it too. Kill yourself and your uncle. Not in that order. Actually, the opposite of that order. Oh, a few more here. I regularly. Are you even ready for this? I regularly have blank with my girlfriend's mother.
Sex.
Thank you. Sex. Full fucking sex with my girlfriend's mom. Hi, honey. Oh, hi, mom. Wink.
Honey's mom.
Once, I even tag-teamed her with her blank.
Husband.
Jesus. Yes! You guys are killing it. Wow. I would have thought dildo. Once I even tag teamed her with her dildo. I don't know.
I thought I was gonna think like daughter, like
that's
my
what
girlfriend
I kinda thought
too.
For a
but then I was like, maybe her husband. And guess what? That's just fucking, that's just good stuff right there.
Huh.
Hi, honey.
What?
Hi, mom. Hi, dad. Huh? When's the wedding? Let's go. You cook dinner. You're ugly and sad.
And I just want your money.
Me and your dad will be in here Eiffel Towering the old lady, if you know what I mean.
How did that come up in conversation? You're just, they invite you over. You're sitting down there.
You guys are
like,
having dinner. Like,
they're having
so,
dinner. They're like, so, Billy.
Fucked your mother.
No, like the husband and the wife are sitting down. They're saying, so, Billy, listen. I know everything that's been going on between you and my wife. Uh-oh. No, listen.
For real.
I want in.
Deal me in.
Come on.
What's it take, Billy?
I'm talking. We'll grab
what's
a spatula.
What's it take, Billy? How many baseball cards, Billy? How many Pokemon? What's it going to take,
How
Billy?
Old is this
Cut
kid,
me in
though,
on
do
this.
Think?
What?
How old do you think this kid is?
At least 16, maybe.
I was just thinking maybe he's like 22.
You think, 20. Though?
All right, dude. It's me,
your
all right? All right. It's me, dude. This is my confession.
Really? Does your girlfriend's mom look like your girlfriend? Because I'd be into getting on a little of that.
No, I'm just joking. I didn't.
All right.
This isn't mine.
I have a lot of signs of being pregnant. I'm eating more, mood swings. My boyfriend tells me I'm getting fat. My tummy is even kind of growing. Like, well, not like growing, but it's there's like it's growing. It's hard to explain.
It's like that fucking scene from Aliens.
Yeah, I'll have the special. New York! Oh, I've had, that's Gremlins I was thinking of.
That
never
wasn't
mind.
Gremlins, that's fucking, what's that,
did
Spaceballs.
Did he sing the New York song, though?
That was on Spaceballs.
I thought that was on In Living Color when Jim Carrey was Fire Marshal Bill, and he had the alien pop out of his chest because he was doing some fucking thing.
Maybe they were spoofing that. But
do you know what I'm talking about? Have you seen that? Do you remember that show?
Remember Spaceballs, though, they go and get it, and that little thing comes out, and he's got a tux tie on, and he's like rolling on. Like that little frog from the WB that sings.
Yeah.
He pulled one of those shenanigans on everybody.
Shazam says, Matt could raise her and then fuck her. That's a fantastic. See, that's what I'm talking about.
Hey, man.
That's what I'm talking about. But not till she's 18. I don't want to have to raise her and shit, because that'd be weird.
Raise your wife?
So, I might be pregnant. I've had unprotected sex with my boyfriend more than once. And his dad and his brother. And probably his mom. I'm going to the clinic tomorrow. Give me an A.
Give me a B.
Give me an O.
You know that spells?
ABO. The first three letters to abortion.
I don't know how to spell abortion. That's why
I stopped at O. What's the next letter?
Obo.
Oh.
What?
I fantasize of being fucked by a Brazilian transsexual.
Sweet. So do I.
I'm a girl. So a Brazilian is hot, transsexual. That's like a dude with a penis. Or no, a dude,
no, it's like
a dude
who
with
went...
a vag or a chick with a dick. So probably a chick with a dick. So why don't you just go find a dude?
Go find a girl who wants to wear chabon.
Go find a Brazilian dude. Same thing. Do you need that whole weird thing of knowing that, like, oh, I'm such a whore, I'm totally fucking a transvestite right now? Like, what's up? I totally regret the first guy I slept with. That's par for the course. You and, like, every other woman that's lost her virginity in this world today. The thought disgusts me. He was black. That's racist. Okay.
That's thanks, whoever did that. Matt's leaving the show.
Matt, he's not into that.
He's mad. He's walking away. Uh-oh, you started something. Here he goes.
Did he say that? That's what he's wondering. Did you say that?
You fucking racist!
There you go. See what I mean?
You slept with the dude. What are you going to say next? He raped me and they'll believe you because he's black? You fucking racist bitch. That's why. That's what's wrong with the world today. Rate this shit. Blaming that shit on him because he's black? That's bullshit. You take control of your vagina, whore. He was black and hideous. I was young and I haven't a clue what I was thinking. What would mother say? He was the butler, of course. I think of him as the lowest scum and am ashamed to say I ever was with someone so vile. I fear I will see him again and vomit. I'm scared of that.
What?
Because I know, because I work with him, or he's the butler, like I was saying, the hired help, a.k.a. mom's slave. That's fucked up. You should have thought about that before you had full sex with him. Just saying. There's this girl I'm sleeping with, and I love her as a person, but I don't like her looks. She's a great girl.
But she's ugly.
Very not nice on the eyes. Just very not nice at all.
That's a bummer, dude. That could be a real problem for the fucking relationship.
Beauty's on the inside. Just close your eyes and picture beautiful. I mean,
or watch porn.
Or what? Bah! Watch
problem
porn.
Problem solved.
Porn has saved countless marriages. I'm just saying. I think I'm going to have to dump her after I next sleep with her. Of course.
What?
I got a nailer one last time.
Well, yeah. You better. You can see if they want to have like the breakup sex. You know, break up. Be like, listen, I think we should fuck just one last time.
My advice to you. I would get her kind of pissed first and then have angry makeup hate sex and then dump her and then have even angrier fucking not makeup sex and then leave.
Breakup sex is the best.
Breakup sex. That's right. Makeup sex, followed up with breakup sex, and then later, dude.
My job cab,
I actually had a cab waiting outside, so I'll see you later. Actually, no, I probably will never see you again. Last one. I used to be beautiful and sexy. I used to.
Used to be.
Go on.
And I sexy. Used to be a chick, so. I'm 5'7", I have blue eyes, and I used to have perfect skin before the accident.
Dun-dun-dun.
Oh, I weighed 118 pounds. My body was so tight and perfect. My shit was banging, son. My shit was off the chain, just banging. It was tight. My shit was tight, son. It was tight.
Motherfucking tizzy.
All these niggas was hollering at this body. Shit, you see this motherfucking shit? I was tight, son. That's how I locked my shit down. Sorry.
Wow. Your mom likes the show?
I don't know. I think just the first part where I tell her how my day went.
Not that part, though.
Right.
Where your motherfucking shit's
tight. She stops somewhere between the anonymous confessions and the raging clues. I rarely bathe. Okay, so that was then. I was hot, 118 pounds, tight.
Shit's
perfect.
Tight.
My shit is tight. My teeth are shining. I'm popping. I'm flossing. I'm gleaming. My teeth. We're perfectly right. White, and I always, always, always got compliments on my smile.
Nice.
And looks, the whole package, because it's not just the teeth that are popping. The teeth are shining, which makes the whole package pop. It's just like pow, just pow, just like that, just popping. Here's the whole package. Then I was raped.
Oh, fuck.
I was so tight and hot and popping.
10 minutes after the rape.
All these niggas was like, damn. And I was like, shit, use a scrub. And then, like, one day, 10 of them just fucking ran a train on my ass. I was raped. And then, like, if this was a movie, just imagine the words at the bottom of the screen. 2 months later. Since then, I've purposefully put on 150 pounds.
Jesus.
Damn.
Ugh.
Man, if hating was a crime, lock this bitch up.
I know.
He's hating. 150 pounds. Why would you do that to yourself? I'll tell you what. I've read stories about guys raping the elderly. What makes you think you put on some weight you ain't going to get raped? You're still a target, bitch. You are still a target. Now, you won't be able to run away from him. What, bitch? If I want to catch you, I will fucking smoke a cigarette and fucking walk. And you're like, I'm so hungry.
Just fucking.
Oh, fuck.
I got chicken nuggets hopping my van.
Oh, what? Oh, I'm so hungry. You have chicken. You're gonna rape me, aren't you? Oh. I stopped working out, obviously. I chopped off my hair so it's only 2 inches or so long and dyed it black, like my heart.
It's like that scene off of Friday when he's waiting for that big bitch.
Yeah. Who the hell is this bitch? I've stopped shaving completely.
What?
I rarely bathe, and my teeth are almost orange. Not quite, but they are a nice shade of
yellow.
Turned
into a fucking Sasquatch.
I also, on top of all of this package that went from tight and perfect to loose and
to Sasquatch
flawed,
Yeti.
Loose and flawed, just awful. I have really horrible acne, and I always have at least one zit that's bleeding or oozing pus.
Just so she won't get raped.
And I like it this way, because you know what? Men don't even look at me at all.
Wow.
You see what you do, guys? You rape a bitch, this is what happens. Just mark one more up for the fucking gay and lesbian community. You rapists are single-handedly dissecting the very bounds of society, just piece by piece, girl by sad, crying girl. I don't want to live in that world. I don't know about you guys. I'm going to stop raping. From now on, that's it. I said it. I swear. From now on, no more. I'm hanging up my raping shoes. You've seen it here first, guys. Right here. Sorry, kitty. I think. Okay. No more raping. That's it. I'm done. Can I expect the same from both of you?
I don't rape.
Hey, all or nothing. Okay.
All or nothing.
All
nothing.
All right, rape. Nothing. No rape.
Wow.
And we got that better be on the camera.
It is.
I can't believe you guys.
Welcome to the Jam Hole.
I'm just
kidding. It's a rape-free environment.
You expect me to stop raping? Gotcha. Give me your pussy, bitch. Know what I want. All right, well, that was it. So, you guys got anything else before we do some news? Can I see the time, please? The
time is 1 hour and about 17 minutes.
Okay, we're going to do some clues. Excuse my fucking face. We're going to do some news.
Fucking face.
We're going to do some news, then we're going to do some clues.
Okay, you got the coin?
And then we're going to get the fuck out of here. Yes, I do. Please call it in the air.
Tails never fails.
Heads, you're deads.
Damn.
Or something.
Heads, you're deads. Wow.
All right, well... Oh, 26 says, porn taught me how to fuck. I don't know if that is a good thing. Me too, my friend. When I was a kid and I first had the internet, it was porn and having sex with girls. That's what taught me how to fuck. Hold on. Now that I think about it, it was more having sex with girls and less porn. But the porn helped, definitely. It helped you, like, mold your technique and dial it in, so to speak. But definitely, get out there. If you take one thing away from this show, every show I try and give you guys at least one little thing to help you improve on you, the star player, because 09 is coming. Got to shine that shit up. Get out there. One hint. Have sex with real girls. And then porn.
Or if you can, fucking a girl while watching porn.
That also.
It's
and
it's
fucking the girl's mother with the dad.
Why watching
Eiffel
porn.
Tower.
Eiffel Towering. Why
this
watching
one
porn.
Is called Man 81. Like, not 81 men, but one man, 81 years old, kills wife and son and then, of course, himself. Thank you.
How sad.
No. Holla. Holla
at you. I guess if you're going to go out with a bang.
Thank you. That's three more or less people. More or less people. See what I did there? An 81-year-old man shot and killed his wife and middle-aged son yesterday in their Fairfax County home before fatally shooting himself in what police described as an apparent double murder-suicide and a family tragedy.
Oh, how sad.
How sad. The bodies of Thomas K. Appleberry, his wife Rachel, 81, and son Thomas Jr., 53, were discovered in their home on Cinnamon Creek Drive, north of Vienna, after police received a call at 9:22 a.m. from their daughter. Ooh.
Hmm.
Ooh, that's tough. See, if it were me, I would just the whole family. You don't want to leave one because then they're going to be really sad and like you don't want
call
that.
Call the cops and there's going
to
be all this.
A little something I like to say. All or none.
Mass suicide.
What that means is either all or none. All of them. Residents of the Cinnamon Creek subdivision said the elder Thomas Appleberry, known to residents as Mr. Appleberry, he was one of those grouchy old fuckers with a dog and shit. They're like, hey, what the fuck's his name? Hey, Thomas, my name's Mr. Appleberry. You'll call me that. I've earned it because I'm old. He was a friendly neighbor who loved to walk his dog in the morning, of course. His dog liked to take dumps on everybody's lawn and shit, and they would never say nothing because he was the 81-year-old crotchety fuck that's like, you know how they are. Holy shit, speaking of old people, I almost forgot about this. I almost hit an old lady today. Like, I was at that four-way by Sykes there,
yeah,
with the stop signs,
right,
where all the fucking old people,
yeah,
always,
dude,
they always
they congregate,
try,
like, yeah, right on the corner.
And then they, like, they wait and shit. So I'm, like, waiting for this fucking car to go. And, like, I saw her, but she was totally stopped. So I look over at the car, and the car's waiting. And I look over at her, and she's waiting. And I look back at the car, and it started to go. And I start to go, and I look, and she's right there. And I stop, and she, like, stopped and did this thing like she was about to fall. And like, she wasn't even close to her. Like, I totally could have went, but I just like saw her freak out, so I just stopped. And she almost, oh, she almost fell over, and I just like went. And then she like, she caught her balance and like was kind of talking to herself and shit, and then she walked, and it took her like 2 minutes. I'm like,
did she shake her fist at you as she was walking off,
just,
dude?
She went off like this.
Like fucking Tourette's.
So horrible.
All slow and shit. And Brian,
damn,
looks at me. He's like, dude, you almost just killed that old lady and you didn't even like hit her. Like, it was so funny. She just, goddamn kids these days. So that's why I picture this guy being just like a crotchety old piece.
Crotchety.
The word crotch is funny.
Crotchety.
As far as I'm
crotchety.
Concerned.
Linda Dane says of Palmdale, California, a close friend and former neighbor who said she maintained weekly contact with him, said life inside the family's home had been a living hell for some time now. She said Appleberry's son, known as Tommy, lived with his parents, of course. He had a history of problems with drugs and alcohol. He could not hold a job, all of which caused tension in the family. Appleberry's wife sided with her son, and the family grew bitterly divided over the years. So, like, the mom's being all fucking kind and caring, and the dad's like, ah, he should go to jail, you fucking drug addict. And his mom's like, it's a disease, honey, we just need to help him. And he's like, ah, fuck him, he's not even my full son anyways. You're
fuck him.
He's a fucking a bastard, you're a whore. Ch-ch-ch. Boom, son's dead. Ch-ch-ch. Boom, wife's dead. Ch-ch-ch. Oh, fucking done, done, and done. Sorry. That's wow. How it happened up here. That's exactly. The lady said a relative of Appleberry's told her that he was found dead in a chair holding a gun, and that his wife and son were found in a bedroom. Police did not comment on the position or location of the bodies or on a possible motive for the shootings. Is being a crotchety old fuck motive enough? Like, no? I mean,
if crotchety's in your title, it is.
Right. That works for me. I mean, why else would he? Police did not comment. I already read that, so fucking drink. Preliminarily, it appears that this is a family tragedy or a fucking comedy. Like, like the.
Yes, I okay. Understand.
That's how we're investigating it, police said. While we realize it's unsettling to the neighborhood, it's important to remember that it does appear isolated. like, if we start seeing other families, like, murder, suicide, and shit, then we might have a problem on our hands. But so far, this is an isolated incident. The dog, luckily enough, was found alive inside the home.
Oh, thank God.
Hold on. Can we, please? Thank you. Thank God.
Thank God for that dog.
Thank you. Thank God you saved the dog. I mean, I know human life, it's, we got tons of people, but dogs is hard. You know what I was thinking the other day? It is so hard to find a good dog nowadays. Man's best friend, right?
Not.
It's so fucking hard to find a good friend.
It is.
A few neighbors gathered yesterday at the foot of Appleberry's driveway, and they were all like, good riddance to bad rubbish, or old rubbish, or whatever. No matter what the weather was like, he would always walk his dog every morning. His dog always dumped on my lawn. Quote, I'm glad he's dead.
Wow.
Quote, this community really? Is so glad to be rid of this crotchety old fuck. And that is it for that story. What do you got for us? Episode 125, my friend, Matthew. Do you have to take a phone call?
No.
Who's calling? Who's calling, honey?
My girlfriend.
Oh, what does your girlfriend
Maybe
want?
You just answer while we're on the show. Let's hear this shit.
Answer it. Let me see it.
Who is it?
Give it here. Hi.
Hello?
You're on the jam hole.
You're on the jam hole.
Hey.
What's
Hi.
Up?
I'm on the jam hole?
You're
yeah,
on the
you're
jam
on the jam hole.
Hole
right now.
Oh, you're at the jam hole right now?
Yeah, you're on the jam hole right now.
I am?
Yeah, right now. What's up, honey? What do you need?
You're live. Thank you for calling the Jam Hole Suicide
you guys are
Hotline.
Up. I cannot believe you got me to talk on the show on the phone. You suck.
Oh, yeah. Boo hoo.
Hey, what do you need?
I am working.
Well, okay,
so
well,
are
why?
We.
So
yeah,
are we.
What's
so
this?
Why
Come
you
on.
Call me
hey, we don't call you and bug you while you're working, so what the fuck?
Did you hear that?
Yeah, you're fucking right. She heard
I
that.
Heard it.
All right,
it's time to grow up.
Hey,
what?
Nothing. I was yelling at Ben. You said something rude.
Excuse me. Can we continue with the show, please?
Matt's pissed.
I don't know if you know this or not, but we're kind of doing a.
He's
show.
Joking. He's not being. Things are being like seriously mean, dude.
No, but seriously, I'm gonna have sex with you.
Well, you may fuck her, but that's as far as it's going to go.
That's fine. I'll fuck her, and then you
All
know
right,
what?
Are you on, what time do you get off?
Really? Holy shit.
Did she hang up?
Like 10 minutes ago.
At 10.
All right, I'll see you tonight, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
What time do you get?
Back to the show. Really? Are you good?
I think I'm good. Are you still
are
there?
You gonna
are you
get-
still there?
Yeah. Here.
Me too, and so is everyone else
what
in the chat room.
Is your show over?
As soon as you get off the fucking phone.
About 20 minutes.
Love ya.
Okay.
All right, love you, bye.
God damn, fucking women, right? I mean,
Woo!
Nice.
I'm not getting laid tonight.
That's okay.
All right, so
it's
anyway,
always tomorrow
moving
morning.
On. Moving on.
Me neither.
Moving on.
Please, I was waiting for your phone call.
Shut the fuck up. This one is called Perfect Mother Massacred Her Five Children by Slitting Their Throats While Husband Was Away.
Wow.
That's the whole title?
Speaking of yep. killing your family, nice.
She's calling back.
Are you
I'm
kidding?
I'm not answering
Matt,
it. I'm
pick
not
it up.
Answer it.
Come
no,
on.
I'm not going to answer it.
Come on.
Anyway, moving on. A perfect mother massacred her five children by calling them one by one into her bedroom and slitting their throats. A Belgian court has been told. Genevieve Lahamit, 42, said she felt desperate and trapped alone at home with the children. Four girls and a boy aged between 14 and 3, while her husband, Bochiab McQuadium,
nice
was away.
Hey, nice pronunciation.
I know, pronunciation. Was away visiting his parents in Morocco.
Uh-huh.
On the day of... Oh, I was just waiting for you to see if you had anything
oh,
you were
no,
going to say.
Oh, no, please.
Okay. On the day of the killings last year, which left Belgium in shock, She stole two knives from a supermarket and cooked a farewell lunch for her family before locking the front door and starting the massacre.
She's like, okay, now everybody sit down. It's time for lunch. You sit here and you sit here. And she's like sharpening the knife and shit. Oh, this will be the best lunch ever.
Yep.
And then she laughed cynically or sinisterly.
Cynically?
Cincinnati.
Cynically.
Cincinnati!
Well, anyway, the oldest...
No, that's actually not the word I was looking for.
It's actually a city.
Right. That's actually a country.
It's a province within America.
In the U.S. I love America. Go us. That's what U.S. stands for, by the way.
Go us?
I'm going to start a rumor. And I'm going to see if it catches, okay, guys? The U.S. in U.S. actually stands for us, like all of us, the collective U.S., us.
Us America.
Us America. Start calling it that.
Us America.
Us so, America. I represent all of it.
Us. The oldest victim, 14-year-old Yashmin, was too big for her to drink.
You big fat fuck. I know.
Too big for her to handle, so she used a trick. She said, "What the fuck?" Okay.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Are you reading stories?
I'm all fucking pissed. Just. Nothing, dude.
Can't concentrate, can you? Yeah, girlfriend's calling back. She doesn't get the hint. Hey,
she told the girl that
up.
She
hey,
was going to blindfold
excuse
her.
Excuse me. What do you tell a girl with two black eyes?
Nothing. She should have listened the first time.
Thank you.
I'm not going to punch
apply
my girlfriend
that.
In the face.
Apply that knowledge.
Did you say I should go punch my girlfriend in the face, Matt?
Yes.
Yes.
Twice.
I'm sorry that you're so hateful and that nobody fucking likes you because you're an angry fucking gutless bastard.
Matt fight.
And
Matt
you know,
fight.
I'm happy I found somebody who actually likes to have sex with me and shit,
okay.
So I want to keep it.
You tell me. You let me know how
hey,
that
Matt,
goes
high
after
five.
You.
That's
dude,
sick, dude.
What are you talking about? No, what are you?
Can
what
I
you?
Make my point
no,
now?
Fuck no, dude.
Can I make
gonna,
my
no.
point now?
No.
You let me know how that's going for you after you get married, okay?
Oh, I won't get married for a while, but
okay, well,
it's, going
I'm just
all,
saying.
It's going all right.
I'm just playing with you, Matt.
The oldest victim, 14-year-old Yashmin, was too big for her
again,
to handle.
I'm going to punch her in the face.
Matt fight.
So,
hey.
Whatever.
Don't do that, please. Thank you. So is that it for that story?
Well, I don't know. I read three lines, so sure,
here,
yeah, that's
I'll
my best
story.
Here you go.
I'll read a story. You go talk to your girlfriend.
I'm not talking, but she's not calling me back. She's also got the point, but I'm done with the stories. You can read your three stories, whatever you have.
Good. This is a good one.
Okay, there you go.
All right, well, this one's called Thank You For
Blah, 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 blah. I'm going to talk to the whole story like Matt did to me, so go ahead.
My girlfriend's not calling and
no.
interrupting in the middle of
you
the story.
You told me to answer it and put it on the fucking line, dude.
Right. And then I was good with it.
And well, then, no, you...
Are you two going to fight?
Oh, no. No. I just... No. Whatever Matt does to me, I do back. It's poetic justice. That's how I figure it.
This one is called Getting High on HIV Drugs in South Africa. You know what's in South Africa?
Black kids.
Black people.
Wow,
AIDS.
Guys. I was going to say dirt. Actually.
No, you weren't.
A lot of dirt.
Funny story
you
about
sound,
dirt.
You're the one that sounds racist.
Dirt. It's
you're
going to
call
desert.
Black people dirt?
Oh, sand. I'm sorry.
Well, it is a desert.
It's a desert. Dirt. God made dirt and dirt don't hurt, right?
What the fuck are you talking about?
So, black people... And dirt. Getting high on HIV drugs. Actually, we gave you those drugs to help fight your AIDS. Because somehow you guys got it, like, you got it bad down here.
You caught a case of
and
AIDS.
And you're going around getting high on this shit. Like, that is not what we designed this for. That's what we made crack for. Why can't you do crack like all the other black people? No. You
oh
have to get
God.
High on HIV drugs. You know, it ain't cheap to engineer and research and build HIV drugs. It's not like... fucking growing a bunch of opium poppies and milking them and fucking making the heroin. Like, it's not like that.
I want to take a moment to just, you know, I only claim the things I say, Matt's views and opinions
what?
On black people Do and you, dirt are his.
If
and
you're
going to
get high on drugs, don't use the
I'm
HIV
just saying,
drugs. Use the crack like all the other black people.
I'm only taking full responsibility for the words that come out of my mouth. When you hear this voice, that's me. When you say, when you hear Matt say only black people do crack and that they
no,
should
I'm
only
not,
do
no,
crack.
No. I'm not saying
we'll listen to the
shit,
show.
I've done crack. I'm just
We'll
saying.
Listen to the show and we'll decide what we've said. I'm just saying what I say
I'm
is for me.
I'm just saying I never said that only black people
okay,
do
yes.
crack.
Okay, yes.
Everybody does crack. I'm just saying.
Yeah, who
saying
doesn't do crack?
Black people are doing HIV drugs.
Instead of crack.
Right. You should be doing crack.
But then you
AIDS.
Also said,
unless
why
you
don't you do
AIDS.
Crack like all the other black people?
Right, because other black people are doing crack, not HIV drugs. Can I fucking do my
I'm
story?
So happy this is Montana. We could get away with this shit. If we were somewhere else, we would be
not
alive.
Nothing. What?
I take responsibility for what I'm saying.
Come over here and beat me up? Oh, no.
No, dude.
Not a crackhead. We have crackheads here, I'm saying.
We well, this is meth capital, dude.
Fucking it.
Yeah, it's bad.
They cook some shit up here. antiretroviral drugs used to treat HIV/AIDS are being bought and smoked by teenagers in South Africa to get high.
Nice.
Kids, how many kids here listening to the Jam Hole right now just went to their cabinet and looked for HIV drugs? They're like, you can smoke this shit, fuck? Yeah. Hey guys, party at my house, bring your AIDS drugs. That's
people
so
are getting
awesome.
Creative now.
I'm
man.
Gonna get AIDS just so I can get these awesome fucking drugs to smoke. Holy shit. Where do you get AIDS at?
What happened to the
do
dose?
Do I have to go to South Africa to get AIDS? Do I have to have sex with one of these black kids or what? Who do I gotta fuck to get some AIDS around here? God damn it.
I'm only responsible for what I say.
I swear to fucking God, what the fuck? Reports suggest that the drugs are being sold by black people and even healthcare staff for money. Now, that wasn't nice, BBC. See, that's because it's the BBC and they're British. They can say stuff like that. Because their black people weren't slaves, so they're not, like, all mean and shit. The British have nice black people. Did you ever notice that? Like, the black people in America are all pissed and gangster and shit. Like, the black people in Britain talk and sound just like the white people. It's so weird. Like, Grant, we have a few, like Obama and Bryant Gumbel and that other dude. What's that other dude's name?
That other black guy's name?
That other, yeah,
what?
Tiger Woods. He's, yeah. School children have been, what?
That's a, wow.
That's a large list, my friend. School children have been spotted smoking the drugs, which are ground into... Here, let me tell you how to do it. You guys all got your AIDS pills? Okay, listen up. Class is in session. You grind it into a powder and sometimes mixed with painkillers or marijuana. Your choice. It goes great. It's like a cheese. It just goes great with these wines. It, like, you just mix it and match it and boom. You can have your own AIDS party, super AIDS party. It's great. So AIDS patients themselves have been found smoking the drugs instead of taking them as prescribed, of course. Antiretrovirals are used to boost the immune system of people with HIV and to suppress the virus in the blood. So I wonder, like, why they're getting high from it. Like,
so
I wonder,
it's a psychedelic drug, is it?
Doesn't
it cause
sound
hallucinogenic?
Like it. I don't
said
know.
It caused hallucinogenic.
Oh, whoa,
me.
Yeah, it does down here. I'm just thinking, like, what happened? Who was the first dude sitting around going, I wonder if this will take away my AIDS even faster if I smoke it? Because, like, I could eat crack or I could smoke crack. And smoking crack is a lot better than eating crack. So I wonder if smoking my AIDS medicine would be better than eating my AIDS medicine.
Who knows?
Yes, there was only if only we had fire. Fuck. I don't know if you know this or not, but there's no fire in South Africa. It's just desert and black people. And Sally Struthers.
No
is, I believe
Sally Struthers is there. You know,
Sally Struthers is there somewhere.
She's over there somewhere.
Oh, fun. So, yeah, they take a pill, they grind it up until it's a powder. Some also mix it with painkillers, and others mix it with marijuana. They showed me how they roll it and smoke it. I tried some. It's pretty good shit. Back to you, Bill. When the South African Broadcasting Corp documentary maker first investigated the story, she was told to wait until school finished so she could actually see how young some of the users were. Hey, AIDS does not discriminate. I don't know if you know that, but AIDS is not a discriminator. It will be, I will give AIDS, AIDS will infect young as well as old, black as well. I'm sorry to say, but as well as whites. That's right. You could have AIDS.
No. Took the shot of penicillin.
No, you really might want to get tested.
No, I already did. I took the shot of penicillin and got rid of AIDS.
And I'm positive. So.
I don't think it works like that.
Yeah, it does. You go in there, they tell you have AIDS, you take the shot of penicillin, and then they...
Shazam says, that's not South Africa. You morons.
What's not South Africa?
South Africa does not, in fact, have black
26
people.
Says, South Africa does, in fact, have black people. See, I told you. quote, I thought I was going to go to a tavern and see older drug addicts doing this, but I was shocked when I saw school children. One who spoke to me very frankly was only 15, and the oldest person I spoke to was 21. But it's mainly youngsters, teenagers. Smoking the pills has a hallucinogenic and relaxing effect. So, we're gonna tell you what to do to get high, how to make it to get high, and what the high is like. So, just FYI, if you have HIV, that wasn't it.
Yes, that was. That was just...
Quote, when I asked
so
them...
So funny.
So funny, I forgot to laugh.
Yeah, it's a real knee slapper, Matt.
When I asked them why they like doing it, they said, it helps them relax and forget about their problems. It makes me forget I live in South Africa and it's a fucking dry, barren desert full of black people. It makes me just forget all about that. What? I'm just saying, if I wouldn't want to live in a dry, barren desert.
Unless I had HIV and I could get drugs for
Shazam
it.
Shazam says it's not a fucking desert. Wow, you are all amazing. Apparently this kid, like...
Does he know?
I don't know. I've been reading.
TheJamHole.com/feedback.
I know,
be
man.
Be like, hey, this is where it's at. And then I'll be like, oh, so-and-so says this is where it's at.
Well, I've been...
It's
I've been...
rainforest, South Africa. Or no, that's South America. See, I don't know. I've never been. Well, I don't care.
I don't know. I've been listening to him. The desert is much further north, but apparently I've been reading
this. We're all amazing.
I know. I've been reading this guy's, I've been reading this guy's shit inside the little chat room here, and he apparently we're morons.
Apparently
there.
He does not.
Amazing morons, see? South Africa is in the south. Wow, thanks MDS.
Right, isn't the south where the
okay,
desert...
Okay, Shazam is
saying...
a girl. She's like, I'm a girl.
Okay, thank you, honey. I was just saying that, like, in America, generally the south is where all the black people
Wait,
are in the desert.
Shazam, where? What is in South America? Or, I mean, yeah. South
Have
Africa?
Have you been to
wow.
South America, Shazam? You're welcome, sugar, she says.
Ooh. Hey, no.
Nice.
Yeah.
So where have you been to South America there, Shazam?
No, South
Can you
Africa.
Tell me anything about it? South Africa, right? Yeah, right.
Is what? This a fucking geography lesson, or are we making jokes?
Who cares, well, man? I just got to find out now that we look like retards.
I have Google. I didn't think anyone really gave a fuck. Jesus Christ.
Oh, find
sorry,
out
sorry,
then.
Sorry, hold on. Wait, we're not doing what Matt wants to say.
No, right. That's cool.
Wait, no,
I'm
come
sorry.
To find out. We
Finish
do give
story,
a shit.
Matt.
I didn't
Finish
know,
your story, Matt.
I didn't know you guys wanted Finish to learn story. About geography.
Shazam.
I thought you came here to make jokes and make fun of stuff. I'm sorry. I mean, we...
Shazam, what's in South Africa? That's all we're asking. What is there?
I can teach a class if you guys want. I'll make, you know...
Did she answer yet, Matt? I got to know. What's in South Africa besides desert and black people?
Sahara, although they both start with S. I don't know. TheJamHole.com/feedback. I don't know.
You're
don't
so
care.
Sensitive.
The fuck is going on?
Well, I'm not being sensitive. I was just saying.
We're sorry, Matt. We're okay. Sorry. It's okay. We're sorry.
I didn't think
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying I didn't think people came to the jam hole to learn about geography.
Well, what's wrong with giving a little knowledge to
that's
somebody?
That's fine. I just didn't know that's what they wanted to do.
Well, this time it came
you
up.
No, Matt.
It just came up. Searched explicit 18 or over funny haha jam hole porn and you were expecting geography. I was just being ignorant for ignorance sake and honestly I don't know what's there.
Hey, read
South
that.
Africans obviously and AIDS obviously also
and drugs and marijuana
right.
Well, Matt, I just want to say on behalf of me that I am deeply
Shazam
deeply
says
sorry.
Suck cock.
To who?
Wait,
that better.
Shazam sucked cock?
And that starts with an S, too.
Shazam does?
Shazam what? SS sucks cock.
Yes. Yeah, so
yes, I have. Well, I don't know if you heard about what I said earlier, but...
I wish I had a monitor I could read so I could find out what the fuck is in South Africa.
I'm sorry. Let me go buy it or steal another fucking computer for you, Ben.
I was going to bring mine in.
Go get it.
What? Yeah, that would make sense.
We'll hang out. We'll wait.
We'll wait an hour while
let's
I try to Kalispell to grab it.
It's not an hour.
By the time I get there and unhook it and bring it back and we hook it up, it's going to be a fucking hour.
Matt, finish the
story. No, that's fine. When you're good.
Finish the story. I'm good. I'm waiting on you, buddy.
Everything's cool.
Are we good?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So, South Africa. When I asked them why they like doing it, they said it helps them relax and forget about their problems. And then I said, ha ha ha, like living in South Africa. Okay? That was just a little...
Bada-bing!
No, I was just saying, last week on Lost, and then they show you what happened last week? Like, that was like... Okay.
Oh, so now we're talking about Lost.
Are we all
Lost?
But what happened last week?
Are we all caught up now?
What?
When you look at them, just a few seconds after taking it, they're in another world. AIDS medicine.
When you look at them, you can see a whole new world.
A whole new world.
I thought the same thing. I think that's Aladdin.
That's weird.
I think it is Aladdin.
That's a weird synchronicity.
It is Aladdin.
The children do not know where they are, and they stopped making sense. Are you sure that wasn't... Is salvia the cure for AIDS? Because that's kind of what happens when you smoke salvia. The young users that this lady with a weird last name spoke to get access to these drugs from HIV patients or healthcare workers. Huh, that's weird because the same kids in America that get high on pain pills, they get it from old people, like pain pill patients and probably healthcare workers as well.
And pharmaceutical people.
Huh. Weird. Huh.
It's all about the same.
Huh. It's all about the Benjamins. Huh. Life suddenly makes sense. That totally explains why everything totally fucking sucks. I get it now. My eyes are open. It is a whole new world, Ben. Take me there.
What?
They know when the individual patients go to collect the drugs and buy them, or if they do not have any money, they'll steal them, of course. Quote, when I was doing the story, many HIV patients were complaining that they don't get the drugs and that queues are too long and it was taking a long time to access them. Should have thought about that before you had full gay sex with a monkey. Just saying.
Dude, how the fuck are you going to catch a monkey and fuck with it, dude? How are you going to catch a monkey and fuck it? What kind of monkey was it?
They're fast.
What kind of monkey?
Monkeys are fast. Yeah,
I know. I was talking
but you
about
gotta, you
South
gotta
Africa.
Only, you gotta only catch monkey, but then you gotta
they're
like
fast too.
Then you gotta like fuck the monkey.
They're so fast.
I don't think that's how AIDS. I seriously think AIDS is a government funded
probably
disease.
AIDS and crack.
Well,
hey,
I think
is that
so.
A weird coincidence that the government made AIDS and crack? Yet
see,
both of them get you fucked up when you smoke them.
They do both of them. Well, see,
that's crazy.
But well, no, the whole reason why I think it's government AIDS is because of fucking population control. I said the government did it for population control.
Yes?
Yes. 100%.
Government's smart.
Should have gave it to the baby boomers.
Dude, it didn't really start hitting big or really be acknowledged till the, like, late 60s, early 70s.
So apparently in South Africa, this is a problem like in America, it's a pill problem. It's just like spreading and all these kids are doing it and getting hooked on it and shit. That's awesome. Way to go. Go team. Some doctor who advises on an antiretroviral drugs panel in South Africa feels there needs to be some measure of accountability or a system to be able to track the usage of drugs. We need pharmacists and good administrators, but again, it is a social problem, he said. I don't think our role as doctors should be to just dish out drugs. Hey, let's see what America's doing, because they're doing okay, it looks like. Yep, they're just dishing out drugs. Okay, if you say so. oh shit. I don't think our role should be just dish out drugs. We have to make sure that these drugs are taken as recommended. When Miss fucking whatever first came across this new drug phenomenon, she thought it was just happening in one area among a small group of people, but nay, it was not. What?
Cat.
It's back here.
Yeah, it's a cat, man. I didn't touch your leg.
You were reaching for it.
I was reaching for the cat.
You're creeping me out, Ben.
The story's
reaching
long.
For the cat, man.
I know. That's about it. Side effects, whatever.
Death.
Dude, we get the fucking gist, man. They're smoking pills on weed.
AIDS pills, though. That's awesome. I just want to know if it gets rid of their AIDS still, because then, I mean, I don't see what the problem is, maybe.
Yeah, good call, dude.
I'm just saying. All right, yeah, that is it for that story. All right, let's do some clues.
Oh.
And then, did you have a story you wanted to do?
Well, no, I didn't want to inconvenience you.
No, I didn't know if you had a story.
Well,
let's
I had it. One, but well, I got to read two sentences, and then you were like, oh, well, fucking
do it.
This one's called Mother's Fury Over Nintendo Scrabble Game Taught Her Son a String of Vile Swear Words.
What?
Nice. That's another reason why it's short. That's another thing why I hate video games. They do shit like that. A mother who bought a Scrabble game for her 8-year-old son's computer console to improve his vocabulary has told of her disgust after it produced a string of swear words.
So,
wow. So this thing's teaching this 8-year-old boy how to swear.
Nintendo, he's got a DS.
It's a Nintendo DS, yes.
And it's teaching him how to swear.
I just got to get this out there real quick. The chick in the picture looks like a fucking crackhead.
Yes, she does. I'm sure, like, it's the Nintendo teaching your kid how to swear, not you and your fucking boyfriend fighting all the time, or...
It's probably you leading by example, American parents.
The HBO... Oh, his favorite show's Deadwood. He likes...
Favorite show is...
What? He runs around the house, cocksucker.
And all these moves that come out, so...
That was the funniest part
Tanya
of the whole show.
Tanya Carrington,
right,
36, gave her son Ethan the Nintendo version of the much-loved word game, enabling him to...
Scrabble?
Yeah.
Nice.
Pit his wits against virtual characters. Oh, that's a character.
Dirty Sanchez. That's triple up points, bitch. Holla.
But she was horrified to discover that the computer-generated players were laying down words containing crude slang and abuse. Now she's urging other parents considering buying the popular package as a Christmas present to think again. So she's saying, you know, hey, I want to buy that for your... I want to buy that piece of shit computer fucking Nintendo thing for your son because all it fucking does is teach us fucking bad words.
I got one of those. I like it. So they're going to get everybody. They're like, we have nothing better to do than to fucking sit around and have kids and fucking buy them shit and then bitch about the shit we buy them. You poor fucking things. I'm sure that is the worst fucking thing, right? Scrabble. Oh, no.
Mrs. Carrington tried out the program for herself on Ethan's handheld DS console and was taken aback when her appointment laid down the word tits.
Tits?
Nice.
Hey, Mom, what are tits?
The game also
tits
gives a definition
word.
Or word it uses. Sweet. On this occasion, giving the meaning a garden bird, but also an informal word for female breasts.
Right.
Huh.
But isn't tit... That's legit, dude. You use that on the Discovery Channel.
How old's your fucking kid? Like,
8 years old.
I'm sure he's dude. Like, oh, right, tits. I know what that is.
I bet...
He has the internet. Tits and ass.
He's got that little Google machine.
Holy Christ.
The worst part is, dude, if I was 8 and I got Scrabble for Christmas, I'd be so pissed.
I know.
What the fuck?
I asked for Final Fantasy 8, bitch. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, dude.
This isn't Final Fantasy 8, bitch. This is fucking Scrabble, and this is fucking bullshit. Fuck you, Mom. Fuck you, Mom's boyfriend. I'm out.
Apparently, any doubt was removed when the next word offered was fuckers, which is definition as a slang word for chavs or chaves.
Chavs?
Chavs.
That fuckers is chavs speak?
Yeah.
What's chavs?
Chavs, like British, I don't know. I don't want to sound ignorant.
Shazam
might call you on it this time.
If you know what chavs is, thejaml.com/feedback.
Well, just ask Shazam. She knows everything.
Uh-huh.
As if that wasn't bad enough, it received a triple score and won the game for the character.
Hey, Matt. Insult to injury.
Insult to injury. Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah. Holla.
Oh, that is fucking awesome. Whose name was Camellia.
Hold on. Shazam says it's British white trash. 26 says chavs are losers, but all Brits are losers. So it works out good.
I would have been horrified if Ethan had said the word shit had come up as well. I was absolutely mortified.
Mm-hmm. All right, now she's going through trying to figure
the
out what's listed in the Scrabble.
Wait. What she is doing, you guys don't see what she's doing. Right here, she is laying down the groundwork for a fat fucking Nintendo lawsuit, and she's going to get some of that Scrabble taught my son how to cuss money.
You're going
to This bitch is going to get so... I'm calling it right now.
Yep.
This bitch is going to get so fucking paid from this shit. I guarantee it.
You're going to love this next thing.
I'm fucking calling
it. You're going to love it.
What?
You're going to love it.
What?
I'm calling it too, Matt.
The word toke. Defined as a draw on a cannabis cigarette.
Why
also
not?
Came up during a game.
I mean, this isn't cannabis. This is salvia. But yeah, we'll toke.
We can relate to that.
This is Carrington from Lincoln. Brought the game to Nintendo Scrabble 2007 from Asda in 2 for $25, whatever the pounds deal. After it was billed as family friendly,
right. Wow.
Dude, that is nuts. Yeah, I totally,
lawsuit.
Matt, I agree with that. That's just a fucking lawsuit sitting there waiting, just cooking up.
I am mentally scarred from this. My son now knows words that he should never know. We're going for a world record here. Our son was never going to be exposed to cuss words like this, and you just ruined it. Now, I have to fuck her again. She's gained a little weight. I don't want to have to do that. Nobody wants to have to do that. Now I have to fuck her again so we can have another fucking kid so we can start all over and hope that this one doesn't get exposed to Scrabble 2007 edition by Ubisoft.
She wrote back to the company.
Of course she did!
She wrote a letter.
She's like, hey, can you pay me? ! Signed, the bitch that bought the Scrabble game.
But
P.S.
She was never hurt. They never wrote her back.
Oh, really? Nintendo couldn't be reached for comment. They're in their fucking room being like, fucking cha-ching, cha-ching. We can put out shitty fucking games, and people will buy them because we made a thing with a touch screen. Cha-ching. I mean, I got
one. Do you want to hear some comments on this?
I got one, but I got a card programmer for mine.
I got you,
bitches.
But listen to this. A spokesman for the Ubisoft said, we are sorry the game has caused concern, but it includes a junior option that stops it from using usual or offensive words.
So
Mrs.
she fucked up.
Should have read the
insisted,
directions.
I read the booklet that came with it, and there was no mention of a junior version. It should be made much clearer.
She read that shit after they called her on it.
Lawsuit.
You know.
She's like, oh, fuck.
And that is a picture of the wonderful woman.
Okay, well, we can post that.
That's for our own good.
Nobody else can see that, but thank you for that.
No,
so
but if
that,
we post it, we'll know the kind of people that are out to get lawsuits.
And hey, excuse me, quit closing your fucking news stories when you're done reading them.
Why?
You know, because when I write the show notes, I link to the story so whoever's reading the notes can see the actual story we read.
Oh,
and
I say, apologize.
I put a
deeply.
Mental note of that last time you tried to call me.
That's
on
actually
it.
The first time I ever did it was tonight.
You Matt, you gotta quit
time.
Interrupting.
No,
you,
I don't.
You and you both do it. So fuck both of you. So is that it for that story? Yes. Let's do
once again, Matt. From the bottom of my heart, apologies. Apologies.
And
apologies.
Once again, Matt, from the top of my heart, exceptions.
I just hope that you know one day
Matt
I will.
Fights.
I expect as well as accept your apologies on a daily basis, Matthew.
Well, good.
All right, you guys.
Because I hope you would not have me any other way than who I am.
I would not. 26 says, let's do some clues. It's time to do some fucking clues. There's 10 clues tonight.
All right.
The way
I never see them, so it doesn't matter to me.
The way this works, thejamhole.com/forums, if you go into Raging Clue under everything else, basically you post a clue with a link to a picture, and we have to figure out what the picture is from the clue that you give us. First clue is cold chilling. This nigga is cold chilling.
Dead black guy in the cold.
Dead black guy in the cold. I'm going to say it's our brrrr nigger poster. What do you think?
I don't even know what that could be.
This nigga is chilling. Straight up chilling. Holla. Chilling.
Dead nigga storage.
All right. I say it's the poster. Survey fucking says. Oh, snap. It's a black guy all fucking bloody and shit. Like, he got shot.
But he's got his hand behind his head, so he's kind of chilling.
I got shot in the head, but yeah, I am kind of just straight up fucking chilling it. I can't post him in the chat because I'm not in the chat. Oh, wait, I am. Never mind. I'm being silly. Here you go for the live listeners. This nigga is chilling. All right. And the next clue is Chinese red clam chowder. I'm going to say it is Chinese chick bleeding vagina blood into a bowl of clam chowder.
Cham router.
What? What do you think, Matt?
Bias. What? I have a biased opinion. I don't know.
Survey fucking says, it's a Chinese dude with his brain sliced open and shit.
Yeah, it's like spilling out. It's actually kind of gnarly.
That is kind of gnarly. Holy shit.
I can't see him.
You can. That is. Sorry, I'm having complications. The third clue is Shit dildo. Shit dildo. That's a distorted view joke. You guys wouldn't know. There's probably like 3 people in the chat room right now that just got what I was saying. Holla, that is my favorite fucking sound effect when he plays that shit.
Shit dildo. I just don't have a computer.
I understand. You're poor. It's okay.
I am.
Maybe you could trade that girlfriend in for a brand new computer.
Yeah, but she's the one who like manages all the money, so.
Oh, that sucks.
I kind of need her because right now I'm actually pulling myself out of debt. Because
she has your balls?
No, she has my money.
No, I understand. I'm bad at budgeting, too. But it doesn't matter. So it's cool. So I'm going to just have to say that, yes, it is actually a literal dildo made of poop. That's my guess.
All right, I was just going to say a giant poopy dildo.
That was
a dildo with shit on it. I'm actually saying it is a dildo made of shit.
So like, would that just be a log of poop then?
Kinda, but formed into a dildo, if you will. A shit.
I think it's a dildo and there's shit everywhere.
Just like splattered.
Just fucking draining out of the anus.
All over the place. All right, well, survey fucking says,
what?
It is a dildo with shit smeared all over it. That is
and a
awful.
Guy sucking on it.
And a dude suck. Don't do that. Come over here and fucking look at it. Look. Don't move the fucking monitor with all the cameras and shit by it.
I want to see a dude eating a dildo with shit on it.
Cool. That's fucking disgusting.
Who is that guy, man?
All right. Next clue is Braden's dick. I'm going to say it's an actual
picture. I'm going to say it's a vagina.
You're probably right, actually. What do you think, Matt? Braden's dick.
Oh, a fucking butthole.
What?
A butthole.
A butthole? All right. Yeah. Survey fucking says. Oh, wait. Did I do that right?
Yeah, I think you did it wrong.
Is it the same picture again?
No.
No, it is. Oh, it's a penis all sliced with
bruises.
And sewed back up. You got beat up. Are definitely not enjoying your penis.
That guy was roughing it for a few, huh?
Definitely not. All right, the next clue is, how's the weather? A little hotter. I think that's how you're supposed to pronounce that. How's the weather? A little hotter. So
it's a melted dude.
A melted dude? What do you think?
Burnt guy. This guy got caught on fire.
Burnt guy? I'm going to have to say Jews in the oven. Come on, baby. Show me Jews in the oven. Survey fucking says it is. Oh, dude, burning and shit. Burning man. It's a trolley, isn't it? Is that a trolley?
What?
Anyone?
Or a train? Is it a train?
I don't know.
What's the matter, Matt? Do you have to go? Are you getting anxious? You look like you're ready to fucking get out of here. You okay? You got a minute?
Yeah, fine.
Can you chill for a moment?
Yeah.
All right. The next clue?
I've just been up here almost 5 hours since about...
5 hours.
I've been up here since 5 o'clock.
No.
You came to my house at 5 o'clock and come pick me up. Okay, no. Fine. So I've been here 4 hours.
4 hours.
That's too much time. I can't do this.
I'm digging it. No. I'm feeling tension between the mats.
What's wrong, bro? You got beef? My whole crew got beef. What?
I'm not beefing.
What's the matter?
Maybe because...
What's wrong, honey?
I don't know.
What's wrong?
I have this kid stay at my house on the weekends. I think that he's going to throw a fucking party and just...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but it's Wednesday night.
You want to invite
me? No, because every time...
It's cool. I'll go to a party with
Matt,
you, bro.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Matt, fight.
I'm done.
I'm sorry. Right. No,
continue with the things. No, just continue.
Is it the hitter? Your hitter friend?
Yes, it's the hitter friend. Ah. Just sometimes he fucking invites people over who I don't know, and they spill beer all over my carpet.
And steal your shit, and they steal your shit.
No, they wouldn't steal my shit because I'd fucking kill him.
Kill him. Murder, death, kill.
No, yeah, murder, death, kill.
I would fucking kill some shit.
I'd do an MDK.
If there's a kid that just hung out here, and he was the kind of kid that just liked to hit, just joking around, like, hey, hit. Like, oh, what's up, Matt? Yeah, you know? I would not feel comfortable with him in my house I wasn't there.
I don't know. Just
dude, I've had friends like that.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Those are what I call frenemies.
Yeah. He's
that's what I would consider a bro. It's like, you're a bro, but bros always fuck you over.
Because bros like to go, what's up, bro?
And then they fucking punch you in the chest and think it's funny, but really it's not.
No, it's really not. It's actually the opposite of funny, which is not funny at all.
The bro entertainment. I don't get it, dude.
It's frat shit.
Yeah.
If I wanted frat shit, I would have stayed in college.
Dude, if I wanted frat shit, I would get cut, and I would fucking go out, and I would be on the football team. Like, cut, like, fucking ripped up.
Like, oh.
Getting all roided out.
Oh, roided out, shrinking our balls.
Yeah, dude.
Just together.
I'd be straight, yeah, dude.
Like, hey, can you
spot me? If I wanted to be your bro.
Can you spot me a roid shot? I'm a bit short today.
Yeah, absolutely, bro. Bro, do you have to ask?
You don't even... Hey,
dude, just reach in my pocket. You could punch me in the shoulder on the way.
Hey.
Oh, cool.
My roids are your roids, bro.
Well, that sounds like hemorrhoids, kind of. I'm just saying.
Oh, okay.
I'm not into those people because they fuck you over. And they're your bro, but it's kind of like, I'll forgive you this time, but when's the next time you're going to fuck me?
Hey, same time tomorrow.
Hey, yeah, cool,
bro. See, in the chat, they're like, yep, lol, yep.
They get it?
That's how, yeah, dude.
You guys get it?
That's how bros roll.
I'm fucking not into bros. Bros are fucking
well,
on your girlfriend
about,
and all
here
that.
Here comes another fight, and they're like, ha, 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 lol, got lol. A gun, lol, lol.
Hey,
what's lol?
Lol.
It's the equivalent of us sitting here going, ha, 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 that's it. Okay, next clue, egg rolls. Egg roll.
This is going to be gnarly.
Eggs roll. Yeah, it's going to be like some just nasty, disgusting, dead baby soup. Dead baby soup. That's my guess. What's your guess?
Ugh,
eggs dead. Roll.
Eggs roll.
I'm thinking like straight up undigested shit.
Undigested shit? That is a very good guess. Eggs roll. What do you think, Matt?
Like, I don't know.
Dead baby
sick
soup?
Placenta,
dead fucking
dude.
Chickens
placenta.
With fucking dead like raw eggs with maggots coming out. I don't know. Something like that.
That is a good guess. Survey fucking says it
oh,
is.
What the fuck
oh,
is that?
Dick and balls. Oh, those are testicles. That's gross.
And they kind of look like the whites of the egg.
Yeah, is someone really going to eat that? Or
what is it? Hold on. Go back to that picture. I want to see.
Hold on. Hey, Ben, are you going to eat that? Because if not, would you hook a bro up? Like, I hate to ask.
Yeah, bro. No, you don't even ask.
You're the best. That's disgusting. Are we done looking at it?
I think it's entertaining.
It's a cut-up dick and balls.
But it looks like raw chicken at the same
that
time.
That is absolutely true. It does look just like raw chicken. All right, next clue. Fun night at the frat house.
Hey!
Just a bunch of bros broing down. Going down to Broy Town.
It's probably like
someone
six dudes broing down
fuck,
on a chick.
Why.
Nice, guys. Woo-woo! That was awesome. Did you guys look at each other and be like, all right, on three, ready?
What? I didn't hear what Matt said even.
No, but you guys started and then stopped at the exact same time. Like, that was just totally planned out. All right,
Matt, what was your guess
again? Hold on. Are you guys trying to fuck me? Like, do you do that on purpose?
No, I'm not. I start to talk. I think people back down. Like when
once again, Matt, from the Divas. I'm sorry. I will.
So. All right,
and Matt, fuck your mother.
Okay, thank
Matt,
you.
Matt, what was your guess again?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you both.
Oh well, I was talking. I went. To
you might think
then.
I could because I have two ears, but actually, they both take.
See, what I love about Matt is you'll start to say something, Matt will just hop in and yell over you,
but
and get all excited and shaky.
That's what I bring to this show.
And then we'll try to talk, and he'll be like, he'll ask a million one questions within a 5 second time period.
That's
like,
how this show
like,
rolls.
Like, well, what if you did that? Why not? Why not? Why not? Why not?
Hold
why not?
On.
Why not?
I cannot help the way my brain malfunctions.
But
that is how God made me.
I thought you don't believe in God.
I don't.
So you're
but if
fucking,
you believe in
you're
God,
a hypocrite. Okay.
And then I have another thing for the people that don't believe in God. Because there's two kinds of people
in this world,
Matthew.
You believe that you fall from a monkey like a dumb shit.
No, okay. A chimpanzee.
A chimpanzee. Even though our skeleton structure is more alike of a bear.
You can't deny our fossil records.
Yes, our fossil records.
Okay.
Blow me.
Hold on.
Fun night at the frat house.
I'm going to say someone's getting ass fucked.
I'm going to say it's a picture of your friend getting
ass
fucked.
I'm going to say it's a picture of you getting ass fucked.
I'm
going to
say it's a picture
my friend.
Of your mom ass fucking your brother. Boom.
That's a little harsh, Matt.
You stepped over the line, Matt.
that was mean.
I'm taking the belt away.
That's what bros do.
You just broed me. Why would you bro me like that?
Because you broed me first, man.
I'm sorry. Well,
hey, guys. I feel the tension between
us. Oh, there's no tension. We just do this because it makes the show
it's
better.
It's fine. We're having fun.
Oh, okay.
We're never
jokes.
Really seriously fighting. I mean,
hey,
I don't
hold
even
on.
Know this guy. Survey fucking says. It's a dude. It's a bro naked wearing a thong that says written on his back in marker, I'm a fag, insert here where his butt is. And then there's a bro totally broing down on his butt.
Fucking broing his corn.
Born. Broing his corn. Holy shit. You heard it here first, folks. I want each and every one of you after this show to go find your bro and bro down his corn.
Don't do it. Don't really do it.
Do it for me. Be
I
like, want
to
hey,
do it to you. How's
bro,
that?
Bro, this one's for Matt and the jam hole. Bro down on the corn. All right. A few more clues here. Three more exactly. Happy fetus. That's the next clue.
Premature baby that's fucking mangled.
It's going to be one of those weird stillborn pictures that weird people like to take when they give birth and it's dead, but they don't want to, like, give it up. And they're like,
"That was my baby.
One last picture. It's actually dead." And I would take that as a sign not to try and have another one, you fucking retard. What do you think, Matt? Happy fetus. Hey.
Something like that, yeah.
Instead of
picture of a dead baby.
Instead of happy holidays, let's make this year happy fetus.
What?
Happy fetus day.
Happy fetus, miss. Fetus.
I can't do that.
Yes.
Fetus, miss.
And instead of presents,
you give fetuses.
Give the gift of fetus, the gift that keeps on giving.
I can't do that, Matt.
You might think every gift begins with K.
Where can
every
we get
gift
a fetus?
Begins with
F. If the pregnant lady's fetus is K,
What the fuck?
Say?
Yeah.
Hold on. If the pregnant lady's name is K, then yes, that gift does.
Where can we pick up a fetus or fetuses?
Survey.
Where
were
you going with that?
Says because every gift begins with K. It's a commercial.
Oh
yeah. It's
yes,
a diamond.
Yes.
Oh,
it's a dead baby doll. Like devil fied and shit. Holy that's shit. Gross. I think that's Photoshop.
Yeah, I think
that's
fake.
Fine.
That could be like a rubber doll for all we
fake.
Know.
That's
fake. That is
weird.
Fake.
It's weird looking. It's creepy.
Fake.
All right, next clue. Support our troops.
I don't care.
It's gonna be a picture.
Fucking mangled.
I don't care. I'm done with this fucking show.
I'm done.
I'm done
Quit.
With you. I'm done. Support our troops. What do you think?
Call
it's
me
be?
To go to Amsterdam when you need me to cook in your shop.
It's gonna be fucking a yellow ribbon. What do you think,
dude, it's
Ben?
Gonna be fucking slaughtered soldiers.
Slaughtered Iraqis or slaughtered Americans? What do you think?
Slaughtered us.
Survey fucking says slaughtered us. Loading.
Loading.
You even asked me what I thought it was.
You did.
Be.
You said you didn't care.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
yeah,
look,
yeah.
Dead soldiers. Oh,
yeah,
what is
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's an American with his hand up a dead Iraqi's asshole. That's cool.
Dude, that's fucked up, man.
Why would you put your hand there?
Why would you take a picture of it?
Did your general be all like, "Hey, stick it where the sun don't shine"? And he's like, "Yes, sir.
After you shoot,
I will bro down his corn."
Sick. Dude, you think the general's just like, "Hey, and once you shoot that fucker in the head, you just got to stick your hand up his ass for a few."
You get those fucking Hodges, and you stick your fucking hand.
You get a handful of AIDS, and you just pull that shit out.
You get a handful of Hodges, and you just yank that shit. And the last fucking clue tonight, thank God, don't shake the baby. It's going to be a baby with its head, like, all fucked up and shit.
Yeah.
Like, why won't you stop crying?
Apparently. Dallas System says it is real, you homos. It's from 2003.
Really? What is it? Just a weird aborted baby? Or?
What is it there?
All right, don't shake the baby.
The kid's getting
think?
All defensive on it.
Hey,
it's real, guys. It's real.
Is it your baby?
Maybe.
Did we make fun of your little baby?
Would you feel bad if it was?
No.
Me neither.
Ugh.
All right, don't shake the baby. What do you think? I'm going to say it's shake and bake, and I helped. What do you think?
Baby,
say a dead shaking baby.
Dead shaking baby. What do you think, Ben?
Fucked up neck for sure.
Survey fucking says, "Give me dead
baby." Oh, poor baby.
What is that?
It's a fucking tumor. Like
it's not a tumor.
Damn, dude.
Come on, that is weird.
That's like that kid from what's that? The Mask. Remember that one dude from
Corky?
The Mask with the giant fucked up head and
yes.
red hair?
That gave me nightmares when I was a little kid.
I was not into that guy.
I was not at all into that guy. that or like Freddy Krueger. Creep me the fuck
yeah,
out.
Yeah, dude. Freddy was pretty harsh.
Yes.
I could handle Chucky. I was just kind of like, why don't they run up and kick him?
I was more like afraid of Jason Voorhees, man.
He was creepy, too.
No, that guy wasn't creepy. He was fucking, like, just don't die. I mean, Freddy Krueger, all you have to do is not sleep. It's fine.
Just take a bunch of meth and fucking go to town.
That's why I moved to Montana, bitches. I ain't slept since. That was 15 years ago.
Yeah, just smoke meth all the time.
I started playing WoW because I was afraid of Freddy.
Freddy Krueger's like, damn you, Blizzard Entertainment.
Why do people call people over the internet homos and dumb fucks?
Because they
can't. Because
it's the internet.
It's like, but it doesn't really, like upset
it's
me.
Not
because
effective.
You're probably like 300 miles away from me calling me an asshole.
Would you rather,
like, well,
would you rather them attack your actual shortcomings? Like
what?
Like show up at your house
the
and shoot you?
The fact that you're an alcoholic?
I'm not an alcoholic. I don't go to AA.
I just like to drink.
I just like to drink. Yeah, I'm not an alcoholic. I don't go to AA.
That's just how the internet is, Matt. The longer you're on it, the more you just accept it and move on with your life.
This is so true.
I just don't understand it.
No, nobody really, I don't think, really understands it. We just,
it's just you have to take it for that's the way it is,
actually,
huh?
What it is, it's a give and take thing. Assholes on the internet is a small price to pay to having endless amounts of pornography. Like, it's a give and take.
Pornography.
It's
pornography.
The
okay.
law of whatever the fuck. You can't. Matter can be neither created, nay, nor destroyed. It's that law.
Okay.
The law of whatever the fuck.
So, let's do some more.
That's it.
Thingy. Oh, that
We're
is.
Done.
Oh,
can you flip over to the other thing there so I can
the
see?
The other thing. You want
it's
this
gonna be over,
right here. This,
no,
right?
No, the other thing.
This thing.
The blue thing.
I know.
Yeah,
yeah,
that.
I know. Oh, oh.
Cool edit,
oh,
please.
Oh, this.
No, the are you fucking kidding me? Yes, we're definitely
2 hours
done.
And 22 minutes.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you,
two
guys.
2.5 hours. Holy shit,
yes.
Guys.
It's, I've enjoyed every single solitary second.
I hate
you guys
life.
Are my bros.
No, I'm not your bro.
No, I'm not your bro.
I'm not your bro.
All right. Well, as usual, guys, if you ever have anything to say, email info at thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our fucking shit. If you're new, go vote for us, Podcast Sally. If you haven't already, it's December. Let's get votes. Vote for us, because that's cool.
And we're the Jam.
And we entertain you. Jamhole.com/donate. We got t-shirts if you want one. Just saying, Christmas is coming up.
Practical and the perfect gift for every Christmas holiday.
Exactly. You need clothing. It is a basic necessity of life. I will provide that to you.
You buy it. I'm not asking, I'm telling you. You buy it.
For an extra $25, Bunny on Belay will sleep in it for 2 weeks, and then it'll smell all hot and sexy like her, and then you'll... I'm selling that shit.
All right, so what else?
So, yeah, thejamhole.com/Twitter, thejamhole.com/YouTube, thejamhole.com/MySpace, all that shit. If you think we might have it, type in thejamhole.com/... whatever you think we might have, and we probably have it. Other than that, Friday, you going to be here Friday? If you don't kill yourself before then?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I
yes or no?
Yes,
say it
yes.
now. Because if you say yes now and you're not on Friday, you will never, ever fucking hear the end of it. I swear to fuck. I swear to whom it may concern. I said it. I didn't want to have to take it there. But sometimes you make me have to take it there. And now it's there. A little something I made up called the ball is in your court, my friend. Friday. Yay or nay?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay, Ben, Friday.
That really depends. I'm going to go with no. But
I can't. Okay, no. You're okay, me and you, Friday. Holla at me.
Yeah, look at those bros.
Bro-ing down on your corn, Friday, 7 p.m. Be there with us. And buy stuff from us. Goodbye. Goodbye to you all. I love you all. Goodbye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. TheJamHole.com.